This is Craig from The Res, and you're listening to Radio Brendo Man with Captain Phil Vecchio.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendo Man. I'm Brendan Creasy, and I got a special guest.
It's me.
Derek is here.
I am.
How's it going?
It's going good for 2016.
Phil's on vacation now for the next couple weeks.
Can we bring up the controversial new feud that's bubbled up?
There's no feud! Here's the thing. Okay. See, Phil's not here to defend himself.
Good. Well, here's how I feel.
Okay, how do you feel? Because I feel bad.
Go ahead and tell me. Just go ahead and let people know.
Okay.
I was supposed to visit for the 200th episode.
Well, I that never was canceled. So all I said was you need to behave because Phil is concerned. Because the last time you were on the show, there was a lot of tension.
No, there wasn't. Here's the thing. In the last episode I was on, Phil made you yell at him, and somehow I'm getting
According to Phil, and also a couple of viewers, there was YouTube comments, like somebody commented the tension between Phil and Derek is palpable.
I can't be responsible for you guys going nuts on each other.
Well, Phil claims that you got him riled up, and so that's why he snapped at me.
He didn't really snap at you. All he was doing was trying to move something along.
He didn't like the fact that you're like I don't know how to put it. I just feel like that's what you get.
I was just talking about a Hulk Hogan news.
He thinks you were like trying to draw things out and antagonize me. And I don't know. I don't think he's used to your style.
He's the one that made you mad. So you guys, I should have been.
That's what I tried to. Hey, that's how I see it. It was mostly me.
So I was...
You were not. No.
I was kind of pushed out.
No, you were not.
Which is fine.
No.
It's sad because I thought we had just gotten over our last feud of the whole Witchblade incident.
There's no feud. I don't want there to be a feud. You guys are like my best friends and you're both awesome.
I didn't start it.
Hey. Well, I told...
But I'm going to end it.
How are you going to end it? Well, there was – Phil didn't even – I mean, all that happened, like, I assumed you were still down to come, but you didn't feel comfortable. So
no,
I was going to push it.
I was going to be on some sort of watch when it's you guys that should have been in the cages.
You guys got to behave.
What behave? I'm a grown man.
You tend to be very snarky.
Of your emotions. Well, you guys should handle it.
Phil does. It's not me. It's Phil does not tolerate cheekiness.
Hmm. Maybe you should do better in 2016.
Well, hey, maybe we can all get together sometime soon and we can discuss this.
How long did the last feud? It was several years.
There wasn't a feud though. Like Phil,
how come we both knew exactly what we were gonna say when that shirt came up? This ends the feud. We both said it independently. Anyway,
well, you guys hold on to things that are weird. That's not my problem. Phil's weird about
on the Radio Brendo Man show, but only when Phil isn't here.
Well, it's like for now. It's for now. It's like it's a peace thing.
It's the Johnny Carson thing, how Joan Rivers, like, couldn't be on the show at the same time.
So you're the Joan Rivers of Radio Brendo Man?
Oh my god. I'm the Joan Rivers of life.
Oh, don't say that. What the hell? Somebody's knocking on my door.
Oh, let's see. Let's see who it is.
All right. Let me just, my God. I think it's a package.
Witness Brendo's murder.
I'm just going to go check. I think it's a package.
Go ahead. I really hope I'm not witnessing anything crazy here. Uh-oh. This is going to be the Who Shot Brendo murder mystery because it's right off camera. Well, what are you so happy about? I see.
It's a package. I don't know what it is. I didn't order anything.
Uh-oh. I'm going to see Brendo's apartment explode.
Let me put my headphones on. I can't hear anything. Okay, that was exciting, right?
Well, I was like, you could hear you off screen, like, oh, like, I thought it was going to be like, who shot Mr. Burns? Like, to figure out who you were talking to.
Oh, it's you. Give that back.
Open the package. Or if open it and it just explodes.
What the hell is this?
It's maybe a late Christmas present?
Maybe. From James Moore.
Seymour?
The warehouse. Oh, this is the stuff from my aunt. She wants me to sell. She's got some vintage Star Wars stuff. She wants me to sell it for her.
Brenda's opening the package.
This is very exciting. Podcasting. I can't get it open. Alright.
I really wanted to play Fireball Island too. I was really excited.
I am very...
Guess that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Hey. Alright, there's like boxes within boxes. I didn't have to do this at another time.
Alright.
This is not going to make excited. It's... My aunt was part of the original Star Wars fan club like in 77, and there's apparently some collectibles. I got to look at them. I'm not 100% sure what they are. We'll see.
Anyway, feud continues.
There is no feud. I don't know. I mean, I don't understand why you didn't come.
Well, clearly I was. I mean, I'm a grown man. I asked to behave when these two wild animals are screaming at each other. What am I supposed to do?
Okay, I don't see it that way. And I think it's fine.
I don't want to disrupt your show.
Hey, I wanted to have you be a part of it because you're a big part of everything.
It's sad that Phil doesn't feel that way.
Phil feels that way. I don't know what's going on.
To be continued.
Well, Phil's leaving for a cruise tomorrow or today. They're leaving.
That guy goes on a lot of vacation.
Well, they just take advantage.
You think he'd be more relaxed?
Whenever the kids are out, whenever Janelle and the kids are out of school, they don't stick around. They're gone.
Mm.
And but hey, it gives me an opportunity to have you on the show, my good friend Derek.
Here I am.
You're the host of co-host of Popsicles of Picture Star with Derek Armijo. Whenever that comes back.
I have a new podcast idea.
I saw that. I think that's a good idea and a good name.
I think it's going to be a good way for me to meet women.
So what? Tell the audience what your idea is.
It's it would be like a 10 to 15 minute podcast where a different girl each episode talks about Mia Wallace from Pulp Fiction. It's called Ketchup.
I like it.
Too bad you can never be on it.
I know.
Unless, and then the cue that, dude looks like a lady. Is there any circumstance in which you would be forced to dress in drag to sell
your body? not to solve my problem, I used to dress in drag for like plays and stuff and air bands. Like, we did like those lip syncing performances, and there's a few times where I was the lady part.
Where you were like, what's that white snake lady? Tawny Katan.
Well, no, we did, this was that, I remember one time it was that Blackstreet song, the No Diggity song. And I did the, female rap part. And I had like these tight pants.
You were like the Little Kim.
And girls were making fun of my crotch.
Why?
I don't know.
You didn't tuck?
I guess. There wasn't.
What kind of pants were you wearing?
They were like really tight, like tights.
Oh. Wow.
But, so that was fun. The first time I ever did any acting was, in junior high English. We had to do Shakespeare, and I did.
Ophelia?
Well, no, there's a part in Midsummer Night's Dream where these guys put on a play, and I was the princess.
So, do you think you'd be able to fool anybody?
No.
With the right wig or probably what's your girl? If you were an old, let's say you're an old lady. What would that sound like?
What, like Mrs. Doubtfire?
Mrs. Winklebottom.
I'd be like, hello, this is I don't know what I'm doing.
You're walking around with cake in your face the whole time.
Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire. I forgot to say this when we were on a Popsicles, when we were talking about each other's funerals. I think if I were to deliver the eulogy, I would like hire Rick Baker to like build a Brendo suit. And I would do the eulogy as you with Brendo makeup on, Brendo wig, and like stilts because you're like kind of taller.
What would that be like?
I wonder how close I could get. Did you see that Nathan For You or the last episode where he was going to make some loser's life better and he got a mold of his face, like was in makeup as him. And I wonder how close I could get.
That sounds pretty funny. What would you try and do?
Well, didn't you find that when people, I would have to have some sort of a suit, like a body suit.
Yeah.
I hesitate to use the word fat suit.
That would be a fat suit. It would definitely.
But have you ever noticed that like when comedians get in fat suits, they tend to want to dance really wild because they don't have the weight of the actual weight to stop them, but they have the mass.
Yeah.
So that it's funny when like a fat person is like dancing all wild like a skinnier person would. So I'd probably like groove up onto the podium. I'd be afraid that I wouldn't be able to get out of the Brendo persona. I would just look in the mirror and see it would have like fake freckles and stuff and like your longer red hair. Brendo appliances. That would be psychologically weird to me, but I'd do it. How do you think your friends and family would?
I wonder what my mom would do. She'd probably adopt you as her son. You could take over.
Like my mom, remember when I had jock itch and you threw chili powder in the tub, or what did she throw in there?
It was like cornstarch or something that you're like, sometimes I guess it works, but not at all. It made it way worse.
I'd wear one of your shirts I'd wear your clothes to complete the Brendan. I would wear the I'm so excited shirt. Everybody would recognize that. I kind of want to just do that. I wish I had the money. If I was rich, I would do stuff like that all the time. I'd show up to where Benson would be and just be in a Benson costume.
Show up to the doggy daycare. All right, everybody. Benson got his own place.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is he moving in with Andy Lindy?
I don't know. I didn't see the details. I just saw that they said they were helping him move.
That's cool.
So, good on him. How about you? You're working at a comic book store?
Yeah.
How's that going? You have any other crazy altercations?
Tom Kenny came in Christmas Eve. The rule was that we get to leave an hour after the last customer came in, and that could have potentially.
So you were like, you had like a timer.
And Tom Kenny was the last customer. We kind of were like, okay, it's 5 o'clock now. Let's just get out of here. Then Tom Kenny kept buzzed in, and he didn't sound like him, but he looked like him. I'm like, is that Tom Kenny? And everybody confirmed that it was Tom Kenny because he comes into the store sometimes.
What was he buying?
Just a last minute stocking stuffer for his kid.
Cool. Was it busy on Christmas Eve?
In like the morning, but then it kind of died.
Some last minute shopping?
Yeah. On Monday, I'm in charge of the store.
Ooh.
Because the owners is a husband and wife, and the reason they hired is because their son is moving to Idaho, I think, for college.
Mm-hmm.
And they're driving him there. They're on their way now. And my friend, the third in command, Duncan, says day off on Monday. You can't come in. So I'm the de facto guy in charge, even though there's people that have been there for longer than me.
You're going to be all drunk with power?
Well, I'm really they're all weirdos. It's like across the board nut jobs. And I'm afraid how they're going to act because they've been, some of them have been there longer than me. I'm afraid that they're going to be mad at me.
There's going to be a mutiny. They're going to lock you in the storeroom.
One of them is an old lady that cannot punch in the credit card purchases right. And then we end up losing lots of money each day on charges. And it's just punching it in wrong. It's like, you know, you count the drawer at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And if it's ever low, it's never the credit cards. It's always like maybe somebody gave an extra dollar or an extra quarter. It's like $20 in charges every day because she accidentally punches in the pre-tax total like 10 times in a row. The way the cash register works.
Mm-hmm.
I have to deal with this nonsense now for a day.
You're going to be like Brian Johnson at the Stash. He's very angry.
It's kind of cool that I love Magnolia Park, that area of Burbank that has all those little vintage stores, and that I'm going to be in charge of one for a day. I'm king for a day, Brendo.
That's cool. Don't mess it up, man.
No. It's one of those jobs that you realize any like normal person can excel at, because it's relatively simple work.
Yeah.
But then you add in the contingency of the weirdo social disorder problems, not being able to follow directions, not having any common sense, and then you have disaster sometimes. But now, right now, I'm on top of the heat, Brendo. I'm the big fish in the small pond.
It's exciting. It's also a sitcom plot waiting to happen.
It's like the thing that I've adopted in life recently. You ever play StarCraft?
Yeah.
You know, there's this level where you have to just man a base for 30 minutes in real time.
Yeah.
And all you need is one person to survive the base and you've beaten the level. You can do 28 minutes and you're like, oh, I'm gonna make it. But the last
Zerg Rush comes in.
That last 2 minutes is always the thing that's going to fuck you up.
Well, I was just thinking about, there was the episode of Punky Brewster where at least it's not a restaurant, because I feel like in restaurants, the moment the boss is gone is when everything goes bad, like the fryer explodes or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the episode of Punky's Place where he left Punky and Punky Brewster, he left Cherry and Punky in charge of Punky's Place.
What's Punky's Place?
It was, So, like, I think late, some of the later seasons, he, like, they got a little crazy and they're like, Henry has a restaurant now and it's called Punky's Place.
He's a photographer.
Yeah, his photographer studio burned down.
Well, I don't remember this.
And he had a bleeding ulcer because of it, and then Punky had to go to a foster family and it was scary. But then he got her back, and then he opened up. Oh man, you know, that was my favorite show as a kid. But then, so then he opened a restaurant, and it was called Punky's Place, and it was in a mall. And so the moment Henry left Punky in charge, a guy died at the restaurant. So the whole rest of the episode is him trying to figure out what to do with this dead body, and maybe he died because of the food.
This is a real episode of Punky's Place.
This is a real episode.
So what did they do?
I don't really remember.
They arrested for murder?
Well, I remember because at first they thought he was, like, the food killed him. So then they told everybody, don't eat the food. And then at some point, I think they figured out that he died of a heart attack, but then they were too scared. And then Henry came and saved the day, I guess. It's kind of hazy. It was a long time ago.
The guy definitely died.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy for a children's
show. Hey, that show dealt with some very serious things.
I thought you were going to say that one of my coworkers is going to drink bleach or something. I have to call poison control. That was an episode of Punky Brewster, right?
Oh yeah, there was. I mean, pretty much.
Was it? Did one of them get caught in a fridge?
Yeah, Cherry got caught in a fridge, and they had learned CPR. But I think there was I don't know. They did pretty much everything on that show.
I just read that the reason. Because I just read this article about reasons people had to leave their popular TV shows. She had to leave because her breasts got too huge.
Her boobs got too big.
That's crazy.
She ended up having a breast reduction surgery.
And even that didn't save Punky Brewster.
No.
Do you think Glomer could have saved the old man? Does Glomer have the power to...
Well, that was the cartoon. Glomer wasn't on the show.
So are you saying it's different canon?
Well, there wasn't a magical cartoon animal that came from the rainbow.
The
in
Rainbow
the
Land of Shonda.
Live action series. But maybe, I mean, who knows?
Did Glomer have the power to resurrect the dead?
maybe. Maybe he could have. Well, I guess Punky's parents weren't dead. I mean, that was the other part that was terrifying about that show. Was like
they just gave her up.
No, Punky's mom just left her in a mall.
Like on purpose?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was always scared that like my parents are gonna leave me in a mall.
But then you'd have an amazing life when a photographer adopts you and you find a dog.
It's true. That dog's dead though. I mean, that's also sad. Thinking about TV dogs.
Do you know why Steve from Blue's Clues had to leave Blue's Clues?
Didn't he just want to try his own thing? There's like urban legends.
That was the spin. Why would you want to try your own thing when you have a hit TV show?
He wanted to do a music career. He had a music career afterwards.
It was that he was going bald.
I don't buy that.
No, he did an interview. I'm telling you, I read. He's like, I was going bald. And they didn't want to freak kids out by this balding guy.
Balding guys are scared. But Mr. Hooper was bald.
But he was an old man.
He was already bald.
I guess Steve.
The idea of going bald is scary.
He's supposed to be playing a young guy.
That's depressing.
Yeah. If your genes price you out, that sucks. And it said weird reasons why people were written out of the show. Mr. Hooper was on there. I'm like, dying doesn't count as a weird reason. Like, it's pretty clear what happened.
But then they had to address it, and they did. I mean, good for them.
Did you see I Am Big Bird?
I haven't yet. I definitely want to.
That'll wreck you.
I'm pretty sure it will.
Because I don't know if you remember the specials. Like, Big Bird goes to China.
I watched all of those, yeah.
Like, when Carol Spinney and his wife reconnected with the little girl on that show, it was because they didn't get to say goodbye. And they really got close with that little girl and they reconnected in the movie. Also, Big Bird was going to be on the Challenger.
That's the craziest thing, because if that had happened, I feel like I would have had a much darker childhood. Like,
do you think
that teacher dying was bad enough? And I remember that being a big deal. But if like Big Bird had blown up in the freaking Challenger.
There's no way to not. There's no way to just throw in a new
Big
Bird.
You can't spin that. Like, you can't. That would have been. They couldn't. Because Big Bird's dead. They would have killed Big Bird on the show. And then I could just imagine, like, a funeral.
You think they would have done
Snuffy
that?
Snuffy is, like, crying and. Oh, dude, they would have had to. They would have had to do something to appease. That would have been a whole world of kids just in mourning and distraught. They would have had to do something where Snuffy comes out and just like, goodbye, Bird.
Sues NASA.
Because I remember you know why they had to make Snuffy real, right? Have you heard that story?
No.
So when I was a kid, Snuffy was imaginary. And at some point, they had to make the decision that they had to make him a real thing because they were worried. I guess the Children's Television Workshop had done some research, and because there was always these storylines where, like, oh, like Big Bird would be trying to tell people about Snuffy, and then the adults wouldn't believe him. So they were worried that they were giving the message that parents and adults won't believe you if you tell them things, and they were worried, you know, in the whole like. Kids getting molested, like that was happening or supposedly happening in the 80s.
And so are you a truther about that? Or supposedly happening?
Well, there was a lot of over exaggeration and the satanic panic and ritual abuse and all that. But there were incidences where kids were that they found that there were kids that were afraid that their parents wouldn't believe them or adults wouldn't believe them if they got molested. So that they because you know like. People didn't believe Big Bird about Snuffleupagus, so they had this special episode where, like, everybody, like, they finally, like, were able to, like, see, like, they finally were all there when Snuffy was there, and Snuffy's real, and it's kids, it's okay to tell adults secrets, and all this, it was a whole big thing.
Just another thing that molester has ruined for us.
It ruins Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Ruined Halloween, walking to school.
Dude, the Halloween, have you seen Killer Legends?
No.
So it's a documentary about some of the origin stories of like urban legends, and it tells the story, that Candyman story of Halloween, and that guy, it was like one dude that gave his kid poison pixie sticks, and it ruined Halloween forever.
I heard it officially happened though this year.
Oh, it did?
Uh-huh. There was somebody found a razor blade in a Snicker bar or something.
Yeah, but a lot of the times where they have found those, it ended up being like a kid that did that.
Well, somebody did it.
That's fucked up. That's ruining everything. Because there was like years where that never actually happened.
Do you know that Christmas is kind of a better treat season than Halloween is now?
Yeah, there's pretty good treats on Christmas.
I looked at Target and they were clearancing all the Christmas treats. They have like chocolate covered Lay's potato chips and all sorts of peppermint pretzel peanut butter things, like stuff that I guarantee you if it didn't sell this time, you're not going to see it next year. So get to the Target, go to the Christmas aisle. And get your weird Wonka concoctions now.
I got some peppermint. There was like these peppermint, all these special edition Hershey Kisses that were on sale. Mm-hmm. Some of those.
So how was your Christmas?
Oh, you know, it was uneventful. I watched movies. I drank eggnog and cider. I made cider in a crock pot.
Where was Phil and stuff?
Phil was up in Big Bear.
You couldn't go.
Well, I just driving up the mountain in the snow was very scary. I don't like driving up the mountain as it is.
Drive with them.
They don't have room in their car. Keep trying to tell them they need to get a minivan just for me.
Or just like a little sidecar for Brendo.
Brendo Bubble.
Is that the only reason you didn't go?
Pretty much.
Oh, that sucks.
It's fine. It's fine. I mean,
I saw a record 5 movies in the theater. It was an exhausting day.
Plus, the theaters were just nuts on Christmas Day.
Well, Arclight was. I guess there are a bunch of atheists that go to Arclight. Because I walked in at around 4 or 5 to see a movie, and all of the ones I wanted to see, they're like, well, the next showing of those is like at 11:45. And so I had to improvise. But I ended up seeing Joy, The Revenant, Hateful Eight, Where to Invade Next, and it's only four. I thought there was five.
Big movies.
That's a lot of movies. Oh, and I saw Daddy's Home the next day.
I used to go to the movies on Christmas every year, but
it's to show Mighty Joe Young. It used to be not so crowded. The only thing you could see is Michael starring John Travolta.
Well, I remember like Toys, Hook, things like that as a kid. And then, like, I remember, what was a big Christmas one? Ali.
That was
so long.
Hook to Ali, that was 10 years, 10 year gap.
Fell asleep. Well, I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, I don't know. There's other things that we would go see.
There's one year that, like, The Spirit and Marley and Me and Valkyrie came out.
I think around then is when I stopped. Like,
too much.
But I remember, and then, like, for a few years, my brother and I would go see the Lord of the Rings movies. Like, I would have already seen it, but I would go with my brother.
Do you know they show, there's three trilogies that the American Cinematheque in Los Angeles shows on a pretty regular basis. Usually the first Saturday of the year, which is today, they'll play a trilogy. Last year is Back to the Future. Today it's Indiana Jones, but they play the Lord of the Rings trilogy a lot. That's a long sit.
Those are long movies.
And sometimes they play all the Harry Potter movies. Like Saturday, they'll play 1 through 4. And then Sunday, they'll play 4 through 8.
I thought about doing that on Christmas because, like, I remember Fox Family used to show them, or I think they still do on Christmas. And sometimes I would watch them when I had cable.
Fox Family. That's a.
Sorry, ABC.
That's dating. It was like Fox Family for 2 months.
I knew that because Fox Family was where they dumped off Freaks and Geeks on Fox Family. So I had tapes of it for a long time before the DVDs came out. But so on ABC Family, like on cable, they would just show them like all day. And that's what I would do on Christmas a lot when I had cable. And so I watched because I just read all the books. So I was like, I was really on fire for Harry Potter. And I watched the first one and it was way better than I remembered it. Like I really liked it, but I was like, man, these movies are long. I don't know if I could – I really feel I'm like sitting through like 7 more of these. So now I'm going to space them out. I'd rather space them out and enjoy them.
Do you think it's also an attention span thing?
I don't think so. I mean, I've always been able
What's the longest movie? Like, could you sit in a 4-hour movie?
Yeah. I mean, Phil and I watched all 3 extended editions back to back to back.
Like in a theater?
No, not a theater. At his house.
Okay.
But then, like, I saw Hateful Eight. That was 3 hours.
How was that experience?
Oh, man.
Any problems?
No, it was great. I saw it at the Spectrum on New Year's Eve. I went to my old roommate, John, who actually has appeared on the show.
But the John saga is not public knowledge.
John saga is pretty public knowledge.
Really? Okay.
As far as like people on the show, I mean, my friend, his wife left him out of the blue. I was living with him at the time. I mean, Popsicles listening. I mean, Popsicles was around when I was doing that.
That's when we were recording at the apartment.
Yeah, at our apartment. And so his wife left him. We moved down to Irvine.
But do you remember I showed up to record one day and you said you need to talk outside? I'm like, what the hell could possibly be going on? And you told me that and I was like, oh, that's so weird. And they were both in the house.
Yeah, it was messed. They knew
you had just told me. It was so awkward.
Things were very weird that was a rough few months. That was 4 years ago. And just thinking, so 4 years ago, that was going on. And then John and I lived together in Irvine
for a little bit.
And he still lives there. That's where they're going to live. And then I moved down to San Diego.
The lady that he married, the lady he was dating after? With the boyfriend and the work thing?
She was going through a divorce. So again, they went through all this. There's a rough few years. It's like a couple years of.
But it's that lady.
Yes.
Interesting. So how was the wedding?
So now they're married. They got married on New Year's Eve, and it was great. It was a very small wedding, just like close friends and family. And
where was it?
It was at the at Concordia, where John used to work. Veronica still works there. They have like a little chapel up on a hill.
So that really old nice. That old husband didn't show up to.
No, that would have been crazy.
That's good.
But it was fine, it was a great wedding, and I was really happy.
How did the reception? What was the food?
It was you know that place Brew that we went to for my birthday one year.
Uh huh.
We went there was that was where the reception was, so it was like awesome food. It was really good. And then after the reception, John and Veronica had invited me to go out. The Brew was having a New Year's Eve party, and it was like full dinner and everything. So they invited me to
pay for it.
Hmm?
But you had to pay for it.
It was a gift from John and Veronica.
So what? So you didn't do that?
Well, I did, but it wasn't until later. So I had this kind of gap in several hours. Because the reception, they got married in the morning, and so the reception was over at like 2:30, and so I was like, well, I knew the Spectrum's right there, and that's a big movie theater,
and they had the
Hateful Eight Roadshow,
okay,
and so I saw that, and it was awesome. It was like the full.
It was on film.
Yeah, it was a 70mm film.
No problems, because there's been a lot of.
I've heard there's been some problems. Yeah,
don't know how to work the 70mm projector, and then they just switched to digital.
Nope, they did it on film, and it was great. It looked great. And
no phone going off.
No phones, nothing. Everybody, because it was all like, it was our people, Derek. Like the very respectful. Like, as soon as I got there, and I was trying to find the theater, and there was a line outside because. People got there early, and it was like looking at the line outside the New Beverly, like,
You got a program?
You got a program. I got a program, and,
I learned that all the programs are different. They have
different centerfolds.
Yeah. Which one did you get?
I got Bob.
I got John Gage.
Cool. But yeah, my friend.
The thing I liked about the intermission is that people were buzzing about where the movie was going to go. I thought that was a cool idea.
Yeah, because they, especially the way like they ended it, like the intermission happened like right when things got crazy.
Was there trailers?
There were no trailers. It was just the overture. It just the overture came on, and then the movie came on.
I feel that they should have advertised more that there would be no trailers. Because I went to the Arclight and watched it. And here's the thing. The Arclight had no ushers in all four or five movies that I saw there over last weekend. And I let them have it over. I did a Benson. I let them have it over Twitter. I'm like, you guaranteed 20 minutes of people fumbling in the dark at sold out shows. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, I was a little concerned. I wish they had had more. I feel like they should have had more ushers because like these theaters are full. Like it was a full theater, so even as the movie was starting, people were fumbling around trying to find seats. And people would get there that had gotten there late didn't want to sit in the front, so they'd try and find it. And it'd be, I'm like, the movie's starting, you assholes! Like, but that was the only hubbub.
And then you went to the New Year's party after?
Yeah, it went back to Brew, and it was like a super awesome dinner, like
that's so good.
Like 4-star dining.
You weren't gonna go, but I'm glad you went.
I went. It was good. It was just hanging. I don't get to hang out with John and Veronica very much these days now that I live out here. So
and you stayed there till midnight or whatever.
Stayed there till midnight and then got the heck out of there. Just because I didn't want to be on the road too late.
But around that time was the clearest.
Oh yeah, there was no traffic like at all. Like I left at like I got out of there at like 12:05. And there was like the roads were clear. I got home in like an hour.
That's pretty good considering. Yeah. It should have taken you maybe two, right?
Yeah,
under normal circumstances.
Well, in the morning driving out there, like I guess they hadn't because it was New Year's Eve, so I guess a lot of people were off work. But I ended up leaving super early thinking I was going to run into tons of traffic, and I didn't. And
so here's my story of my New Year's at New Beverly. So they decided to do a thing called the Tarantino 8, Brendo, at the New Beverly, where each Friday at midnight through January and February, in order, they would play Quentin Tarantino's movies, right? Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, so on. And they said, on this first night only, Reservoir Dogs, you will be given a punch card. And if you see all eight movies, nine really, because of Kill Bill, you will be invited to a special private screening of Kill Bill.
So this is what I was going to ask. So Kill Bill is part of the ones you have to see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you see one and two.
One of the midnights of it.
And then you get to go to see Kill Bill again. That's a lot of Kill Bill.
But, this is a lot. So I get there at 11:20. I knew I was late because when I drove by, I saw not one line going to the end of the block, but two.
Mm-hmm.
It was
the most. So the standby line was already?
It was the most people I've ever seen at the New Beverly. And I've been there for tons and tons of
shit. Had you not pre-bought your tickets?
They were already sold out, but they leave half of the theater open for walk-ins.
Yeah.
Most of the time. And I thought if I was early enough, I'll get in. So I get there and I pat the old pockets. I forgot my wallet.
Oh no.
And I'm like, fuck. And there's no time to leave and go back. So I just walk over. I'm like, I'm just going to see what happens. And I get in the line and there's one stand, the normal line that would be standby was now the ticket holder line.
Yeah.
And the normal line was now the standby line. There was much confusion and throughout the line, there were people peppered in both lines. Tons of people peppered in both lines that weren't supposed to be in that line.
Some angry film nerds.
So when this was discovered kind of late in the game, a bunch of people that were in the ticket holder line that should have been in the standby, they were told, you got to get to the back of the line now. And there was yelling and some screaming, but that put me in a fantastic position that now I was a good 25 to 30 people ahead than what I normally would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but still it was a long line that I was in. I had no idea if I was going to make it or not. And I put on the social media magic, Brendo. I'm like, if anybody's in the Hollywood area and wants to give me $10, please do it now. Cause I stood there, I was hoping, I like this about me in that I was not going to give up. I wanted to see where this went. And so we were going through the line. We were four or five people or maybe six or seven people away from the window. And then they stopped our line and said, wait, who has tickets in this line? And a bunch, like 50 people did. And so they had to go, they're like, we're going to check them in now. And if there's any, because we're close to sold out, if there's anybody left, we'll sell those tickets. And so I'm like, okay, I'm probably going to get in. So now I'm looking to the strangers around me and I'm like, okay, here's the deal. 10 minutes ago, I realized I don't have my wallet. So if anybody would be so kind, to let me borrow $8, because normally I would just kind of give up, but I needed the card tonight. This is, if I fuck this up, this was 2 months down the drain. So I pressed it and, there was some padding of like, oh, I don't have cash. And then this one guy, he's like, well, how would I be paid back? I'm like, well, I'll give you my name and number or something. Like, I'll figure it out. And he's like, okay, I'll pay for you. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And, we're still waiting. We weren't sure we were going to get it. And then he was kind of yelling for no reason at the New Beverly lady. And I'm like, stop it. Like, I need you to stay here now that I've invested in you. And then he was kind of being a jerk about movies and like, I could be watching this at home on the DVD. And I'm like, oh God, this is the guy I'm invested in. But, we made it in and, he's like, pay it forward, dude. I'm like, I will. And he's like, wait, are you going to Pulp Fiction next week? Like, I am. I'll come early. I'll hold our place and I'll
pay. There you go.
So that was our little deal. And I got in, they gave me the card. I posted a picture of it on my Facebook. And, when we got into the theater, Julie, the Tarantino's assistant that worked with him at Video Archives, is now kind of the de facto manager
Yeah.
At New Beverly.
She was a nice lady.
She was apologizing. We saw her at
Comic-Con.
She was apologizing and saying, you know, we're all here to have fun. Sorry that things went bad. It was my fault. And then she kind of let in what was going to happen for the prize. If you see all nine movies, like, well, when we played the whole Bloody Affair at Christmas, a lot of you came to that and we gave away free beanies that said Tarantino Christmas. We're going to be doing a lot more for the next screening. There's going to be a free lunch. There's going to be like an In-N-Out truck or pizza, and there's going to be cool swag. And she, like, this screening is not just going to be a screening, Brenda.
Oh yeah, it's like an event thing.
It's going to be an event. So I'm more plugged in than ever now.
If you get a hold for what, I don't know how or why they would do this, but if they somehow give out, because I know there's still Tyler Stout Kill Bill posters floating around, and if anybody has extras, it's Quentin. If you get one of those, I don't know what I would do for one of those posters.
Well, they made it seem like stuff was going to be produced specifically for.
Okay.
This screening. So who knows what will happen?
Who knows? I'm jealous, and because if I lived by there, I would. Because I saw that when they announced it, and I was like, "Holy fuck!" That's because as soon as I got a Hateful Eight, like that, I just wanted to watch all the movies again. Like I already watched a couple on Netflix. I want to watch them all because it got me all psyched up. I loved Hateful Eight, and I love those movies. And I wish I lived closer to New Beverly because it's pretty awesome. Aren't they also just showing Hateful Eight like every day?
Every day. And it's every Saturday at midnight. And I have to see Hateful Eight 2, and it has to be at midnight. It can't be one of the days.
Mm.
But I also want it to be.
It's a lot of midnight shows. That's a lot.
I also want it to be in order. So I'm going to ask, is there going to be one after all of this, just so I know, or should I see it in advance? Anyway, I'm excited for this movie event journey.
That's exciting.
Taking place. Quentin
probably going to be there on the Hateful Eight screening day.
Or the Kill Bill screening day. Maybe, oh, yeah. I don't know. But tons of people brought posters and stuff to sign. So there's also those kind of people were there, even though it said nowhere that he was going to be there, but it was the element was heavy that day, Brendo. And this was just Reservoir Dogs. I wonder if it's going to – and I think – and a lot of people didn't know about the punch card. So
well, now that that's – now that you can't get the punch card anymore, I mean, maybe it'll settle down.
Yeah. Or at least
there'll be a lot of angry people.
At least next week, because next week is when they're writing names down on a list, so you can't just hand it off to somebody else.
Gotcha.
But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
So is Pulp Fiction tonight or?
It's next Friday. It's every Friday at midnight.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
So for 2 months. Okay. Wow. That's that's a big commitment.
It is, but hopefully the reward will be fun. People in line had the Tarantino Christmas beanies and they looked awesome.
So you didn't get to go to that? So you said they did another.
They did a screening of it.
A whole Bloody Affair?
Yeah. That sold out online quickly. But this next one is going to be free.
Yeah.
And only for the people that see all nine films. They won't be selling tickets to it.
Well, at least we got to go to the first whole Bloody Affair screening back when. That was cool.
It was.
Because at first they had said it was going to be – it ended up not being exactly what we originally thought it was going to be.
Well, what did you think it was going to be?
Well, because isn't the real, like, whole Bloody Affair, like – the
extra chapters, you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't think they filmed the extra chapters, but
– That never happened.
We both thought that – I was just wanted to see what you remembered before. It ended up being basically the cans cut with an intermission in the middle. And the House of Blue Leaves fight was in color, and not black and white, which is way better. You can really see the bodies split open, in color. But yeah, that's what's going on with me. My next 2 months are set. I wish somebody was around to do it with me. That would be fun. Also, it would be nice to have another wallet just in case I forgot. I can't believe
what's Ryan doing?
I forgot. He's, you know, working. He also got his car got totaled.
I saw that. What the hell happened?
Somebody rear-ended him.
He's okay, though?
He's okay.
Gosh, that was scary looking. That was like Phil and Janelle got rear-ended once, and it was pretty bad.
Yeah, that car was only like a year, two years old.
That sucks.
I didn't want to get too much into it, but I was like, well, how is that? Because, you know, you're making payments on it. What happens?
Well, depending on how you go with your insurance, is they will write off, like, if it's totaled, they'll write off that car and then you get a new car and they give you a payment. Like they give
payment for a new car.
Yeah.
Like Blue Book or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's not completely fucked, but, it's an inconvenience, definitely.
Yeah. It's a hassle. It's a lot of dealing with insurance companies is never fun.
I think they also pay for, or I think it may be the other guy that's paying for it.
Yeah. And they have to work it out with between the insurance companies. Sometimes it involves going to court, but if in a rear-ending case, it's usually pretty cut and dry.
I think they pay for a rental car in between.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. So.
So what did you do on New Year's Eve then?
Well, a wedding ruined my New Year's Eve in that I was supposed to go to this party. It was canceled because the girls throwing it had to watch a baby because the parents were going to a wedding on New Year's Eve. I'm like, who gets married on New Year's Eve?
That people that are lazy and want an easy way to remember their anniversary.
I guess, but it was so last minute that I didn't really have any alternative other than there's some friends doing bar crawls, but that seems like the last thing I wanted to be doing.
So did you stay at home?
Yeah, I just came home. Well, me and people that were working at the store kind of hung out for a while because it was the last time we were seeing the son before he left for college. So we hung out a little bit impromptu. And I went home and I watched Seinfeld, the Chinese restaurant episode.
It's a classic.
So it was the first time I didn't do anything in a long time. But I'm glad everyone else had fun. Because I tend to worry more.
I've done something in a long time.
I tend to worry more about other people than me because I can handle me, but I want to make sure everybody else is taken care of. I'm kind of a good guy.
Yeah. Very noble.
Yeah, that's what I was up to.
I don't know. New Year's tends to be a letdown most of the time. But
well, there's this Vice article that went around going people, or there's this Modern Family episode I watched yesterday that encapsulated the New Year's experience. It's like people have so much pressure to have fun because of they're reminded of time, that time is ending and time is moving forward and you can't stop it.
Yeah.
And Ed O'Neill managed to find a poker game with Billy Dee Williams playing himself. And it was pretty good. I really like that show.
It's okay. I mean, I've watched it. Sometimes I watch it and I really like it. And other times I'm like, this is, I don't know. This,
really? Too slapsticky?
Well, I don't know. It just is not my style, I guess.
Well, they had this gag, Brendo, where for Halloween, the dad and the daughter had to dress alike. But the daughter was Waldo. And he's like, what other Waldo character can I be? So he dressed up as Wizard Whitebeard. And they established this thing beforehand that the dad could never find Waldo in the book. Like he just couldn't. He can never, he can't find Waldo. And then the kid got lost in the school and she was dressed as Waldo. He's like, oh God, I can't find her. And then he had to take a picture and send it to his husband and the husband pointed out on the picture. He found the little girl dressed as Waldo. See, that's funny.
That's pretty funny. See, it's funny. There's too many shows and that was like on the bubble for me.
Hmm. So what are you watching these days?
Oh, well now, I mean, I'm still in my, I'm watching 90210, old school, Beverly Hills 90210. I'm on season 6 now. Cause at some point I kind of only watched, like once I got to high school, I only watched sporadically cause I was usually busy, like on Wednesday nights. But
oh,
so, Well, it was like going to Bible study and stuff. But I just was very busy in high school. Also, in my first 2 years of high school, I played sports. So, like, that kept me very busy. But so now I'm at this point where I didn't really watch every episode. And, like shit got real crazy on the show. And Tiffany Amber Thiessen is just, like, super – like, they took all the bad qualities of Brenda and they like gave them to Tiffany Amber Thiessen's character. And she's just very, she's the foil to everybody. And that must've been hard for her, like, cause nobody likes her. And, but it's, I mean, it's a good show. It's fun watching it. Especially the earlier seasons, cause those are the ones that I like lived on, but it's cool watching the later seasons.
Did you stop watching?
Well, like I said, at some point I just got too busy and then Dawson's Creek happened and then I only sporadically watched the last, like, especially after they left college, like I think I would only watch every once in a while and then I tuned back in for the last, like, the finale and then I rewatched a bunch of it the summer after the show ended. So the summer of 2000, I watched like, they showed it, like, it was, like, on FX, they'd have, like, a marathon where they showed the entire series for, like, 8 hours a day. And I watched a huge chunk of that. And then I watched the show again when it came out on DVD, but I didn't buy all the DVDs, so I didn't watch all the seasons on those. So now it's all on Hulu. Most of it. There's episodes missing. Mm. If there's too much music clearances that I guess that like Hulu just decided to like, they like whole episodes are missing.
That sucks.
So I've had to use the internet to watch some of the episodes. Like there's one where they go to a Rolling Stones concert. So they couldn't have that one. And then there's
yelling at somebody for pirating things on Facebook recently.
Was I?
I was just yelling at
Jasmine because that's a dumb way to watch Star Wars. I mean, not the piracy part of it, just a dumb way. And it's like, it's not even like a screener. It's like a shitty, the Star Wars ones are just like somebody videotaping the screen and they're shitty. And also it was just annoying what she was doing. Annoying.
So I think the Star Wars backlash is palpitating under people's feet. I don't really see it. I just see people preparing for it.
Whatever. Like, people don't want to like something. They cannot like it. And then I get the internet runs on controversy. So of course the internet is fueling everything. And that's just how it is now, I guess. And I don't have a problem. I just don't understand people where somebody not liking something that you like, ruins your enjoyment of that thing. Like that's, I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. Like I don't get that. And I understand that you didn't really like it. I mean, I feel bad for you because I know how much I like it and I want everybody to be as happy as I am, but that's fine. I mean, it's going to be an exciting several years. So I'm excited and it's exciting to be excited.
Run out of steam?
I don't think so. I'm happy about Star Wars again. I'm not like, I mean,
it's going to be interesting. I was talking about this with a friend that I think most people aren't aware that there's going to be another one in less than a year. And I think that double the case is that they're not going to expect that one to not continue the storyline. I wonder how that's going to be. I think there's going to be some confusion.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I always forget that I'm not a normal person when it comes to movies and stuff. Like, you're right. Like,
You're the normal one. The lady at the theater box office 3 months ago asking for Rush Hour. She's the weird one, Brenda. We're the normal ones.
Yeah, but it's a very small group of people. Like a lot of people, like you said, like a lot of people aren't aware that there's another Star Wars movie coming out next December, let alone that it's not part of the continuity, like, and so maybe a lot of people are like, oh, the next Star Wars movie, and then they're gonna be confused. Like, I think you're right. Like, I don't know if Disney's done, like, I don't know how they're gonna handle that, like.
And then from there, Brendo, the next Star Wars movie is gonna be coming out 6 months.
Yeah, in summer.
That. And then people, I wonder if people are going to be like, well, wait, the one just come out and that one had nothing to do with it. Like, I wonder if it's going to be some sort of congestion.
I don't know, but the people say that about the Marvel stuff, and I've loved every Marvel movie, and I want more, and I can't wait, and we're getting
Marvel's
more.
Marvel's different because the titles are different. And
that's
the,
true, but this title
what you,
is going to be, because what's
what
the title of the next one? Star Wars
Star
Rogue
Wars.
One?
I know Star Wars is in the title.
Well, Star Wars is in the title of all of, I guess you're right. I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. I'm excited. I think it's going to be cool. I'm excited for Rian Johnson's episode 8.
Me too.
I love Rian Johnson, and I think I'm excited to see what he does with it.
Oh, this is a good question. And put away your personal feelings.
But that's the thing. Like, it's hard to put away personal feelings.
Well, give it your best shot. Put it on the shelf. I want a visual of you putting it on the shelf.
Okay.
Now, what do you think of Max Landis's comments regarding the movie?
The Mary Sue thing?
Uh-huh.
I don't agree with it. I think the whole idea of a Mary Sue stereotype, I think it's, again, a double standard.
Well, I think maybe it was you that explained it to me, and then somebody else explained it that a little different. But so what's a Mary Sue, Brendan?
I don't understand it. That's the whole thing. I don't get it. And
well, I'll tell
that
you
it's like
what
that
I was told.
That they're too good, that they're magically good.
Actually, like, it's a little different. Let me explain the way it was explained to me. It's that in fan fiction, when people write themselves into the fan fiction, they are the ones that – I'll give you an example. I read a Night Court fan fiction in which this lady had written herself as the new cool hot DA that everybody liked and that Judge Harry had a crush on. And that, you know, obviously there is a weird distribution of emotion
but
when you write those characters.
People could have said the same thing about Luke Skywalker in the first one. Could have said a bunch of things about. I feel like there is a lot of double standard going on just in that idea, let alone that it's applied to Rey in Star Wars. So I don't agree with it at all. And tell that to my 7-year-old goddaughter who loves Rey and is very inspired by her and is excited to have this female character that she can get behind. Tell her that. Like, you're a fucking dick. I'm sorry.
Well, not me.
If you tell her that you can't like this character, that it's wrong, like, people don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
It reminds me of remember when Kramer was telling that kid not to want that toy because it's made by kids like him in another country. Here's another question I'll ask because, Phil isn't around. Do you think their enjoyment is altered, children, by their father sobbing and crying over it all?
I don't know. Partly, but I also think, like, those kids, like, I know those kids, they loved it, and they haven't stopped talking about it. And I like it. I love it. Phil will tell you it's his favorite movie of the year, but it's not my number one. It's not even my number two. I told you this. I agree with your number one and number two. Number one is Mad Max. Like
The Intern? You like The Intern?
Well, I haven't seen The Intern, but your number one and number two was Mad Max and Hateful Eight, wasn't it?
The number two was Intern. Number three was Hateful Eight.
Okay. Well, I agree with your number one and your number three.
Okay.
I didn't see The Intern. I would probably put Star Wars number three. And well, actually, I don't know. One of my favorite movies of this year was Love and Mercy. I love that movie.
And do you think
it wasn't even on your list, but
it was like, I watched it. I liked it. It was close to the 20, 25. Do you think people forgot about Mad Max when they were doing their year end?
That was way early in the year. I mean, maybe people forgot how amazing it is, but all you have to do is watch it again, and it's great. I mean, it's still awesome.
So how do you react because you went with Phil to the movie, right?
Yeah.
How do you react when, like, Phil is, like, crying and stuff?
Because I was crying a little bit.
But it was, like, right at the beginning?
Yeah, and there were certain parts of the movie where I was just, like, overwhelmed with, like, holy shit, it's Chewbacca, holy shit, it's – all this stuff.
Did you see other people crying, like strangers?
Yeah, there was gasps. There was like people excited. Like I saw some stuff.
Crying makes me very uncomfortable.
Well, that's you, man. I'm sorry. I cry at a lot of stuff. Phil cries at everything now, which is funny because he used to not cry at anything. I think being a parent is like open the floodgates for Phil's emotions.
I've never felt more like George Costanza than when you ever see the movie The Chum Scrubber?
Yeah.
I saw that at Arclight when I was working there, and a guy brought his girlfriend, and by the end she was loudly sobbing and crying, and we're sitting there during the credits. It was just us in the theater, too. Like, he told me later, oh, she had a friend that committed suicide, but.
Well, that movie, yeah, that one for me, cause like he hangs himself, and that was right after that happened to me, and I was a wreck watching that movie. I probably would have cried in the theater.
I felt like George Costanza, like, could you quiet down a little bit? You're making us all uncomfortable.
I don't understand people that get uncomfortable around other people's emotions. So
it's not emotions per se, but that is a breaking of emotion. That is what would you call it? A crescendo. That is an episode.
I can't relate to your awkwardness around that because I'm a very emotional person.
Because then I feel that I should do something to stop it, but I don't know what to do.
Do anything to stop it. Just let it. Let it happen.
Then you're just sitting there, and it's like when there's a lot of Seinfeld references. You're like Jerry when they're crying over the bubble boy, Elaine has some of the napkin, and he just wipes his mouth with it. I don't know. It's weird. I've seen girls cry. Not that I made them cry. I've seen girls cry. I've seen guys cry. I don't know what to do.
I need to learn to. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You're fine. Just be a little bit more empathetic, maybe.
I'm empathetic. It's just in the moment. In the moment, it feels like, you know, that you need to perform an action, like that something is needed of you. It's weird.
Yeah, and most of the time,
inside into my head.
Well, a lot of people feel that way, and I mean, a lot of guys, especially.
Do you think it's all the testosterone I have?
I don't know, man. I think that's a normal response. and usually the best thing to do is just listen and be there for the person. And if it's a stranger, just nothing.
Yeah, again, I don't know this girl. I'm sitting there and she's crying loudly. It's like she wanted attention or something. She was an actress, though. She was kind of attention-y. If I could give you context. I mean, it's kind of not fair right now, but.
No, I understand. I just, it's not about you. That's all you have to remember.
True. But you're involving us now.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, you can't control that a lot of the times. I don't know. I'm a person who tends, I don't know.
It's weird, this world. Have you ever cried in front of strangers?
Oh, yeah.
Like at work, sometimes you get upset.
I cried in front of my boss
about like stress.
Cause I get so like, this is the thing where people are like, oh, just get another tech support job. Just do this. I'm like, first of all, my 5 years in tech support was not, was riff with the fact that like every day I almost got fired, like every day. And one of the reasons why they at some point, both companies I worked at realized that, if they want, there were times when my boss definitely wanted to fire me, but HR would intervene and be like, if you fire this person,
bad things
will happen because of my medical history and other things. And
I'm sure you don't like being made a liability, you know?
I don't. And so that just makes it more like, oh God.
Stressful.
Like, so I would just be in these meetings and it would usually be my boss and then somebody from HR and just trying to figure out what to do. And a lot of times, sometimes my manager, especially at WebSense, because I kept getting rotated from between managers because they didn't know how to deal with me. And
So, this is the last job you had?
Yeah. And they would all just be like, why can't you just relax or just this? And that just triggers me even more. And I'm just terrified that I'm going to lose my job.
Right.
And
these guys are not qualified to be counseling you.
Yeah. Right? And so sometimes I would just, I'd be fighting it, but I would start crying. And that would just make things even worse. And
this sounds like school, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, and this is also what school was like for me a lot of times. So it would also be bringing back all those feelings, you know, like being in the principal's office or whatever, and, or like talking to the teacher. And so it was just very stressful. It was 5 years of just, and that really wore down on me a lot. And so I can't go back to that. I couldn't, I even like, I don't think I would get hired anywhere doing that at this point, but let alone I don't want to, I don't want to subject myself to that. So that's where I'm trying to find something that I would not
like. Just open that Brendo store, everything but food, was it?
Yeah, Phil and Brendo's Everything But Food store.
Don't open it in Yucaipa.
Yeah, well, most
you think
stores
thrives there.
No, but it doesn't. No. I don't think stores that sell normal goods, like, I don't think those are going away.
It's crazy how that little stretch of, I guess it's in affluent neighborhoods that, you know, they're also kind of supported by other means. A lot of those
boutique stores are just people, like people's spouses. Like,
yeah, a lot of it is spouses.
Like they don't have to make money. Like, cause most don't realize is like a lot of those businesses don't make money. Like most restaurants don't make profit for the first several years. So it's a lot of people that have, they don't care though. Like, I don't know.
You should do that. You can live in the store.
Well, that was the whole thing, but I'm like, I would be losing money. So I wouldn't be able to, like, if I can't pay my rent.
You could have a fireman's pole from your bedroom to the
store.
That's
scary. I would die.
Why would you die? I've
never been able to do a fireman's pole. It's too scary.
Not even on the playground?
No.
You ever been able to just jump on?
No, I was freaked out.
But the Ghostbusters, man.
I know. Trust me. There was many inner battles. I'm like Ray can do it. Why can't I do it?
You know? Think we found a stunt to do for Brendo Man 250. Brendo gets on the pole. We just find a playground with one of those, and you do it for the first time. I'd watch that.
And then I the fall. Drama.
No, it's not the way it works, though. I mean. I understand looking at it and not understanding how you'd be able to do that, but it does work.
Yeah, I know.
It works for hundreds of years.
It works for firemen.
Uh-huh. They have a bigger pole, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you remember those big slides that look like rockets? That had, like,
oh, yeah, we had one near my house.
Well, I was always afraid to go up the ladder to the multiple levels because when you get to the top, I'm like, what's to keep you from falling through this hole to go all the way to the bottom? Scary.
Yeah, I went to this party a few months ago, and there was like this, like, it was like this weird astronomy tower, and you had to climb up this ladder, and I got up there. And I was with a bunch of people, and then I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to freak out going back down this ladder. And they were like, dude, it's okay. And they had to, like, talk me down, like, helping me get down. Like, and I was like, I had, like, this freak out moment.
I've seen you fall downstairs.
Yeah. I fall.
Also, remember at Comic-Con, we were walking back to the car, and you kind of fell on, just kind of tripped, and you slammed really hard on the ground. People were like, are you okay, sir? And you're already like you know, cranky from you know a long day. We've been through a lot.
It's true. And
you remember that I was mad because you couldn't find the car, and we were starting to get into the territory of like tough boys were starting to swirl around us, and the day before was the day you screamed at me because. We couldn't find the car. It was like, or it was the day that you had to walk alone to the space and somebody had yelled at you.
Yeah, some drunk guy yelled at me.
And then the day after, I was getting upset because we couldn't find the car. And then there's an element swirling about. And then we got into the car and you're like, well, at least you got some exercise. And in my mind, I'm like, if I told you that yesterday, you would have screamed even louder. And I said that under my breath. And you're like, what did you say? And I'm like, nothing. Let's just go. And you're like, I'm not moving this car. And then like I saw people swarming. I'm like, just fucking go. good times.
Yeah, I'm glad that if we hadn't stayed in my house, I probably wouldn't have been able to go to Comic-Con.
We always figure it out. What are the Radio Brendoman activities we have planned?
What do you mean?
Like the normal Radio Brendoman thing.
Well, you know, we gotta do our plugs here. So, man, it's weird because I was trying to figure out a way to transition and it's no good. I don't have anything, but you should listen to podcasts on Stitcher and you can go to radiobrendo.com and click the Stitcher link and you can listen to all the Benview Network podcasts. You can listen to Popsicles, Radio Brendo Man.
Stitcher link sounds like a young adult hero and like a series of books.
Stitcher link. And
I have this idea where I want to do a TV show that's a parody of the Power Rangers ripoffs of the 90s.
Like you want to do a parody of ripoffs? Like that just sounds.
Well,
like
they were more entertaining, and there was always three kids.
A big bad Beetleborgs.
Exactly. There was always three kids, and they somehow freed a ghost, and then he gave them Japanese robot powers. I want it to be about three kids or three adults that are dressed as kids, and then they become. Like also VR Troopers falls into this. I was actually doing some research and watching a lot of, there's always a black kid, there's always a girl, and there's always a blonde kid. Mm-hmm. And then there's always some sort of evil businessman that is actually being possessed by some Japanese robot spirit or something. And then they become adult sized robot heroes that, you know, have vehicles. Like that would be fun to try to do like, what do you call it? What was that guy that did Be Kind Rewind? The music video director. Michelle Gondry. Like Michelle Gondry type Japanese scenes, you know? Because they always cut to scenes from some other show in Japan.
Yeah.
Of them fighting in like a field with like their motorized vehicles. I want to figure that out.
Yeah, because Power Rangers, that's what they did. They took, like sometimes it was multiple shows. And they
remember Matthew Lawrence's show, Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad?
No.
He was all on the internet. Like, and Tim Curry was the voice of this evil internet spirit from Japan.
Jeez.
It's good. Good show. Anyway, sorry I interrupted.
Well, if you haven't signed up for a Stitcher account, which is free, and you can listen to podcasts on your mobile devices, on the web, you can use the code BrendoMan. And be sure to thumbs up when you listen to the show. We've also got show Benson's Boombox is back.
Uh-huh.
They did a new episode.
Who does that show?
That
Matt
is
and Chris?
Matt and Chris. Yes.
That's the one we know?
Yes.
Cool.
We got Benview on Spielberg. You got Comic Nerds Unite. We got the Unite shows. You got Comic Nerds Unite. And Star Wars Nerds Unite.
I listened to the episode of Star Wars Nerds Unite where they review The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy on there that I swear up and down didn't like it, but he pretended like he did so he can infiltrate the conversation and then drop these bombs in the middle of it. And the funny thing is you couldn't argue with him. Because he either read all the visual dictionaries or everything and knew all the names of planets.
Are you talking about the finalizer?
Yeah, the finalizer. He either
why
was making...
can't some, like, why do they do that? It's like unobtainium. And like, why do they do that?
He was either saying what they really were, which is funny, or he was making them up, which is even funnier. Mm-hmm. And like, did you talk about spoilers of The Force Awakens in the last episode?
Yeah.
So, spoilers. Like, there's a part that Tim Van Ottrieve, of Star Wars nerds unite. He liked when Kylo Ren stopped the laser beam, mm-hmm. and then like it just stood there frozen, and he moved away. And then this nerd guy was like, "Actually, when light loses its momentum, it ceases to be." So that wouldn't happen.
A lot of things in Star Wars wouldn't happen, like sound and space. Like
Tim immediately went, "You just ruined my favorite part of the movie." Yeah. Isn't it weird that that movie didn't ever tell you the name of planets other than Jakku?
Yeah, I don't know.
Star Wars movies usually tell you what the planets are.
I'm fine with it. If you, I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand this need to like nitpick everything.
Well, I can tell you without any sort of cynicism that I think the core of it to me is when the world stops becoming something that's cohesive, then it kind of falls apart, and then I get taken out of it. And you know, people, well, like my joy of it is I like being thrown into the world, and I like it when it's, you know, seems plausible. And when it's not, it just, you realize, oh, it's a movie, and oh, it's not put together well, and you just kind of see the seams.
I didn't have those problems.
So what other podcasts?
Well, there's some other ones, you know. You got
Nerd's Eye View.
Extra Damage with Josh, a friend Josh.
So you're feuding with Josh.
I'm not feuding with Josh. I don't have feuds. You and your
there's
feuds.
A great Twitter. But you slammed this desk, you said.
Yeah, and then I'm over it because that's Josh. That's what Josh does.
You got in a little tiff on Twitter that you guys should check out. I feel fine. You should check that out. What was it about?
I just was mad that somebody was like, "I don't care about Star Wars." And I was like, what? I just wrote a generic, like I did what I shouldn't have done.
Well, I don't think what you wrote was bad, but then Josh.
I just was like, I don't care about a lot of things, but you don't see me bragging about it on Twitter. And it wasn't directed towards Josh, but I get, you know, it was a vague thing. And Josh apparently took umbrage and let me have it.
Wow. I can't believe anybody would.
He called me a crotchety old man, which when I think of crotchety old man, I usually think of Josh shaking his fist at everything. Because he hates like a lot of universally praised things. Like he hates Princess Bride. He hates A Christmas Story.
You ever ask his wife why you marry somebody that hates everything? I always think that when I see like a significant other, I'm like, why are you married to
this? That's a weird thing to ask somebody.
But you're their friend, so it'd probably be like, funny. But Derek, well,
no, I think that has come up. But
Derek asks that.
I don't know. Rachel's pretty chill. I think that's why. Like Rachel's
the opposite thing.
I don't know. I think she's got her own tastes.
It's weird that anybody would know you and purposefully antagonize you. Like it's so, what are you doing? It's like you're playing with fire here.
You do that.
I don't do it purposefully. I always try to get out of the way. It's always stuff I don't know you're gonna get upset at.
Okay. I feel like sometimes you poke the bear a little bit.
All right.
Well, Josh, that's what Josh does with everybody, and he loves it.
He's not banned from Radio Brendo Man.
You're not banned from Radio Brendo Man. All right, Midnight Marinara, that's good. Pick Your Path, which is currently, there's going to be the next season coming out at some point.
It's on hiatus.
Yep. Popsicles, of course.
Mm.
And I think Shut Up Leonard, I think they're done.
Because they've watched all the Community?
Yep. But they said they're working on a new show.
Mm.
So stay tuned for that. And also Phil and Janelle are working on, they're going to be doing a new show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He won't tell me the name. He said it's clever.
Is it about the sex pillow thing? The wedge?
Is it going to be the wedge? Yeah. Going to be talking about parenting and other
Here's
stuff.
Me producing their show. It's going to be like they're doing like an AM talk radio show. Uh-huh. And it's going to be called AM 1070 The Wedge.
But you can actually keep up with what's going on with Phil and Janelle. Janelle actually launched a new travel blog for traveling with kids.
Janelle, I like.
Janelle's cool. You don't like Phil now. Listen to you. But you can go to JanelleandPhil.com or PhilandJanelle.com. Both of those will direct you to their hub. We'll take you to all the stuff that they're doing. Phil got that for Janelle for Christmas.
The web address?
The website, the website? Yes. And I helped build the website.
Nice.
Because I'm good at that. If you want to hire me to do that, brendoman@gmail.com, I'll do that. Thinking about trying to get a job, like some of the big podcasting networks are hiring like producers and stuff. And I applied for a couple of those, but I don't know if I have, you got to have connections because they're like, you got to be able to bring a show. Like you got to have like a celebrity and like, I can't do that. But I'd like to, that'd be cool. Podcast producer, professional.
You'd get paid.
Yeah. I have, when you think about it, I have 11 going on 12 years of experience.
Yeah. But, I'd hire you. I mean, we kind of do.
Well, speaking of having websites and podcasts, you can start, if you want to start your own website with your podcast or whatever you're working on, create a project, maybe just have your name, have a portfolio, have a website dedicated to, I don't know, What's a very niche thing that you would like to have see a website of, Derek?
Let's see. I don't know. Everything's pretty much covered.
It's all done. It's all been done.
Right? I mean, it's true.
It's true. I mean, I'm looking at a Sewer Sharks candy dispenser that I got from Dinosaur Dracula. He sent me.
Because in this new job, sometimes we have to put together loose figures with their accessories and stuff.
Yeah.
And there are websites that have entire toy lines and, you know, pictures of them complete or just pictures of them complete so you know what everything comes with.
Gotcha.
So that's covered.
What's the most annoying toy line to work with?
The Masters of the Universe toy line, because they're so disproportionate. Because I'm in the line of business now where I have to make every action figure stand because they have to be put on in a little case. And a lot of them are not made to stand. A lot of them are top heavy, little feet. Squeeze in the Masters of the Universe. You remember that action figure? It has gigantic arms.
Is that the one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that figure.
I had a bunch of the weird He-Man guys. I had the one where the guy's head just pops. Like he's got like an extendo head. There's a lot of weird guys like that. There was like a guy that had, and then there's the ones that have stuff that like just immediately you lose. Like I had a guy that had like wings and his wings just gone.
Wings on the cuff. I'm very familiar with all this now.
So
Henry and Lynch came into the store last week and Henry said, "You have a very nice store, Derek." I'm like, "Thank you."
That's cool. You liked it?
Mm-hmm. He sat down, he was watching Christmas Vacation on the TV right when the nude part happens and I had to distract him.
Well, if you want to have a website, sure use our official website hosting company, DreamHost. Go to dreamhost.com.
I was about to say a website that tells you when all the nudity is, but that's
definitely a thing.
They even have that Run Pee app where it tells you when you can leave to go to the bathroom. That's very subjective. I would have to really trust that person.
Yeah.
What he thinks relevant information is.
Exactly. Because I did it once and I ended up missing something that I wanted to see. So now I'm like, I try not to get up.
So what does it do? It like rings when, or it buzzes? Well, no,
you can like look at it and it'll tell you at what time in the movie and then you just,
it's inherently flawed because you have to be looking at your phone.
Well, no, it'll tell you what happens
at a point.
And then you can leave at that point.
But how do you know when to leave?
Well, it'll tell you like after this happens in the movie.
Oh, okay.
You have this window, but I didn't agree with, like you said, I did not, because then I came back and Phil's like, "Oh yeah, this happened." I was like, what?
What movie was it?
I forgot. It was a couple years ago.
Okay.
I think it was when we were in Laughlin. I thought it was one of the Hunger Games movies.
Oh.
And I missed like a scene that I had been looking forward to. Because I read the books. I still haven't seen the second part of The Mockingjay. I don't want to see it.
It's like that time that I watched The Lookout with my friends and I was waiting. Because Ryan had been telling me about this line in the movie where somebody goes to a bank and he's trying to get them to fund their deli. And he's like, if you fund our deli, we'll name a sandwich after you. What's your name? And then the guy goes, Ruben. And he told me that joke and I was finally watching The Lookout and I spent the whole time. And then I went to the bathroom for 2 seconds, came out. I'm like, did this line happen? They're like, yep. I'm like, fuck.
My brother fell asleep during Unbreakable, and so he missed the part where they reveal that he's actually, like, unbreakable, so he was very confused when he woke up.
Well, what part does he reveal? That it's kind of a slow burn.
Well, he fell asleep. He, like, passed out for a chunk of the movie, and he missed that whole part. So then he woke up at the end. He's like, what the hell is going on? And I was like, you missed the best part.
I walked into Edge of Tomorrow late, and I had no idea where I was because that movie keeps restarting and restarting.
Well, you can build your own website, even though it's already been done, at dreamhost.com. Use the promo code RadioBrendoMan at checkout, and you'll save $50 off your order. Plus, so you get a free domain registration.
How much is the order, though? If you're saving $50, that must be a lot.
A 1 year of hosting for a fully hosted website is like $97.
And so, you save $50?
Yes.
It's a pretty good deal.
It's a good deal. And you get a free domain registration on top of the one that they already give you. So
do you use them?
What do you mean?
Do you use DreamHost?
Yes, for RadioBrendo.com. It's DreamHost.
So you have unsolicited testimony. I mean, it is solicited, but you're here to say that it works.
We have other people that have used it that are enjoying it.
I think we'd be good if we were hired to use, do infomercials for like slap chops and stuff. And you're just really into them and I'm always skeptical.
That's what you need though. You need to appeal to both sides of the spectrum.
Right.
Cause I think you have your skeptical side. Look, it's so great. And then you're like, oh wow, it really does. I don't know about this. And then you do it and you're like, oh, look at that. It chopped it.
And I'd be like, how often do you even need to chop vegetables though? The curtain falls down.
Like, get out of here. Well, you know what you don't want to get out of is Amazon Prime. It's a great deal.
So many commercials. Man, three right in a row.
Yeah, that's kind of how we do it here. We get it all out of the way. And Amazon Prime is a great service. It's $99 a year, but if you're not sure about plopping down that money, you can get a free trial, 30-day free trial. Go to RadioBrendo.com, click the Amazon Prime.
And you can do $8 a month.
Oh, what?
It's also monthly.
I didn't know that.
Because I canceled it recently. Sorry for ruining your commercial. Because I didn't have the money. Like, they just automatically renewed it. And it's like a day later. And I'm like, and actually, if you want to cancel it, it's really easy to do so. Because they refunded my money, even though it was like 2 days after they did it.
Then you can do it month to month. I didn't. That's...
And then now you can do it month to month.
Well, that's good because sometimes that $99 all at once, that's a huge chunk of money.
Right.
So that's good.
It was actually $107 and change.
Oh, now it's like, with tax.
I'll give them some unsolicited testimonial. Even though I canceled it, it's the only place where you can stream Batman the Animated Series.
Correct.
Online, and Superman the Animated Series. I canceled right before I forgot to finish it, so I'm kind of kind of bummed that I did that.
They got a huge chunk of the HBO library. You can actually now add on to your Amazon Prime subscription for Showtime, Stars. It's like extra, but you can do that if you want to do the a la carte streaming service.
What do you watch on there?
I've been watching some random – there's a lot of really random documentaries that like random music documentaries, and I watch some. Now that I don't have HBO Go anymore, I was watching Silicon Valley and
Man in the High Castle.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. It's really good.
Mozart in the Jungle.
I haven't watched that. I watched a couple episodes of Transparent.
Transparent.
With Jeffrey Tambor.
Very progressive show. I like doing commercials.
It won some awards. It's won awards.
Won a few awards called Emmys.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can also get 2-day free shipping, no minimum order size, which is great for those last minute gifts, for those when there's like a lightning deal on like a Blu-ray or something that you want. Like,
until I got my Harry Potter thing that you yelled at me for getting.
I didn't yell at you. I'm just concerned.
But I got it for $100. Lightning deal. On Harry Potter's birthday, so they're fun people.
Are there extended editions for all the movies? I was a little confused.
Just the first two.
So they only did it for the first two, and then they realized that they didn't need to do that?
Well, I guess after that, the directors felt that the final cut was there.
So just Columbus felt the need to...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to not think that the first one... I haven't watched the second one again yet, but I'm sure I'll like it. But the first one was way better than I remembered it. Because I remember it being very boring. And I really liked it. Maybe because I had just read the book. But everything was great. I really enjoyed it. And the music is great. Love the music. Love to see in Hogwarts. I want to go... Now I really want to go to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Florida. I want to go on the Hogwarts Express.
Do you remember how Universal Hollywood used to be buy a day, get a year free?
Yeah, that's gone.
That's very gone. And the lowest version of it is $300 now, which I might do.
Well, there's a Southern California pass for
it's
like...
$300.
No, it's not.
It is. It's the lowest one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I checked.
I thought there was a cheaper one, but it just had a lot of blackout days.
There's not one that has, there's no blackout.
That's true. They all have blackout days.
But we're not doing a commercial for Universal.
Well, now I'm just curious now, because I really, did they change? Because for a while, no, there's a California resident annual pass, $139.
Oh, maybe I was just wanted to get, maybe the Primo one is $300.
The Primo one is $300, and it's still only, it's 310 days. And there's no parking anymore, no free parking.
And all of them black out at the Harry Potter weekend.
And parking now is $18. But if you get them, but then, so you're lucky because you can combine your movie pass.
Yeah, I have a scheme. I have a lot of schemes running in LA.
It's good. It's what you got to do to survive, man, because everything costs so much fucking money.
Even though AMC now has gotten wise to people buying a ticket for a movie and then trying to refund it by getting, you know, a pass.
Yeah.
They find out that you got they want to see the receipt. And if they see you got it for movie pass, they don't give it back to you.
Ooh.
Even though, like, it's like 10 minutes, like, because I decided I didn't want to watch The Hunger Games because I didn't want to spend another 2.5 hours with these people. And it was only 10 minutes into the movie. I'm like, I got to leave. Can I get a pass? And they're like, nope. I'm like, come on, man. And they're like, no. I don't want to argue with this 13-year-old girl, so I just left.
Man, single-day tickets really went up.
To
$95.
What? Well, it used to be 90.
Jeez.
That's Disney's doing.
Well, that's what happened in Florida. Like, we're now getting those theme park wars. Because Universal, but the only one that's left that's like real cheap is Knott's.
Yeah, 10 years ago, you could go to Disneyland or Universal for like $40 to $50.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I worked there, a single park, like a park hopper was like $55. And a single park ticket was like $45, and that was in 2005.
That has to be the biggest price hike in terms of years, right?
Yeah, we talked about this on the show. We actually but the thing is though, because people were like, "Oh, it was never that expensive," but then Phil found a website where they adjusted for inflation the price of the like A through E tickets and like what it would cost to go on all the rides, like that you wanted to go on, like with A through E tickets, adjusted for inflation plus the admission cost was like $75 now. So it's not that crazy, But there has been crazy hikes in the last several years. But because then when there was people arguing that Walt never would have charged that much, and it's like when you adjust for inflation, he kind of did. but either way, it is. But it has been crazy how much the tickets have gone up in the last several years. And even in our, like, as I remember as a kid, and then it affects all the other theme parks. Cause I remember there was a period where when Disneyland, there was like an Eisner took over and they immediately, when they got rid of the A through E tickets and they had the general admission pass and they bumped it up huge. And then even I remember my mom and dad being angry because then even the San Diego Zoo and SeaWorld raised their prices. And those used to be like really cheap.
I want to go to Knott's and have like an old grandparent stay. I want to just go to get chicken.
Chicken and have a funnel cake. And
I want fruit punch out of that boot. You know, like like glass food. I just want to see the ghost town and I want to see the antique. They still have like all those 9/11 wooden eagles that are wooden firefighters and stuff. Cause after 9/11, the gift shops there.
Yeah.
All those 9/11 paraphernalia.
It's all stuff your grandparents. But yeah, by, you know,
I want to have that. I want to have that day. I don't want to ride any rides. The one ride I like there isn't there anymore.
Which one?
The dinosaurs.
Time oh yeah, travel. Kingdom of the, see, my favorite ride there was I love Kingdom of the Dinosaurs, but especially when they turned it into a Not Scary Farm, they would turn it into Kingdom of the Lounge Lizards, and it was not scary. It was just like. Like the Tyrannosaur had like an Elvis wig on, like they dressed the Tyrannosaurus like Elvis, and
that's crazy,
really silly. And but that was always fun. But they used to have a ride called the Soapbox Racers, and that was my favorite ride like ever. It's awesome. You like it was on rails, and you could and you'd race another car, and like it was all gravity. So if you leaned into the turns and stuff, you could go faster, and it was really fun. Really liked it.
I liked it. Wasn't Supreme Scream, but it was the kid version of it. It was Woodstock's little letter going down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that. I was probably like 15, 16 when I heard that. I like the bus. I like Camp Snoopy. Even though that was a little bit too much for me, that bus thing. Where you get in the bus and I'm like,
I remember being very sad the day I was too tall for the Camp Snoopy rides. I was very depressed.
I want to go. Maybe this year I'll go.
I'll go with you tonight.
Come with me. But you can ride any roller coaster you want, but I'll be like in the step by step.
I can't ride a lot of the roller coasters.
Are you too big?
Not a lot of some of them.
I'll be like the nerd in the step by step opening credits.
Would you go? You won't even go on like Ghost Rider? It doesn't go upside down.
I've done that. That was scary.
You don't like roller coasters? I love roller coasters.
No. Like when I went
on Batman the Ride.
I did it. I put my time in. I did it specifically because it was Batman related.
Didn't you? I remember you just wrote something about how you didn't get to go on Riddler's Revenge.
The one time I got the gumption to go, it was closed. I remember I used to time because I tried to find what the commercials were. They were terrifying. It's like 3 minutes of intense adventure, and then I timed how long 3 minutes is. 3 minutes is a long time.
Especially
for a roller coaster.
In
right?
Texas, they had, yeah, I mean, they're pretty long roller coasters. In Texas, they had the Joker's Revenge roller coaster where it like went through forwards and then it launched you backwards through it.
And I don't know, have you been on Riddler's Revenge?
Yeah, my friend
actually. The idea of a standing coaster scene.
Standing coasters are awesome.
It's like me, it's like you with the fireman's pole. I don't even know how that would work.
I loved it, but my friend tricked me because basically, you're supposed to stand normal so the seat like locks in and so
adjusts to you.
Yeah. So he's like, if you jump right when it'll give you a better ride. So I jumped up so then the seat adjusted real high and then it crushed my balls the whole way and it was very painful.
Like it automatically just
it just because it stops and it'll lock in like up high, so then my I was just like smashed against it.
And you jumped? That's crazy.
I was being very stupid.
Were your feet touching the floor on the ride?
Not really. So it was very painful.
That sounds terrible.
Well, most of the time it was very fun, but that time it was not fun. Mm. It was just smashing. things.
Well, I went on that Twilight Zone Tower of Terror ride, and I could not hide my fear. And everybody around me was like, "You are seriously afraid right now."
I want to see you freak out on this ride.
Remember, I went on.
What?
See, I remember, I went on that ride with you, but I wouldn't go on. It was just you and Jordy.
Oh yeah.
See, I put in my time with everybody. I do it once so they know I'm not afraid. Then I never do it again.
Well, Amazon Prime again is very great. Even if you already have Amazon Prime or you're not ready to make that commitment yet, you can just go to RadioBrendo.com. Before you shop on Amazon, just click the Amazon link.
The link. Click on through.
And then do your normal Amazon shopping. We've got a few things this past week.
Boy. Here we go.
Well, it's nothing that exciting. We got a $60 PlayStation Store gift card.
Is it ever that exciting?
Sometimes it's funny.
What's the most exciting thing somebody's bought?
Vagisil.
You guys are just sixth graders giggling at Vagisil.
Well, Phil's condoms, that was pretty funny.
How did you know they were his?
Because I was there when he got them. And
oh,
got
so you're like, oh, that too.
You clicked on.
That is pretty good. Finally. And other people have been taking... Did you come up with this bit? Did you hear about it through somebody else, or did you come up with this bit on your own?
We came up with it on our own, but I know people do it.
Other people are doing it now. It's crazy to me.
Because it's a good way to encourage people to use it, and then we get a small percentage. It's helping us pay the hosting bills and... Yeah, so we got a $60 PlayStation Store gift card. So even when you're buying your point cards for things, you can buy them through Amazon, and that helps us. And, you know, we got to get those if you're buying your DLC or it's a good gift, or if you're getting your PlayStation Network. And then somebody, this might be Phil, I don't know, because I know he got Lego Dimensions for Christmas. Somebody got a Lego Movie Unikitty Fun Pack. So those are the ones where you build it and then you put it on the thing and then put it in the game. Have you seen that, Derek?
Yes. Cannot afford that.
They got Back to the Future ones.
I cannot afford that.
Yeah, I know. I know how it... I know.
Did you sell your Mario ones?
I did not. I got them. I still have them.
Okay. I don't think that's going to last, those Nintendo ones.
The market is huge for those. What are you talking about?
Isn't it just Infinity and Dimensions?
Yeah, but Amiibos, like those, like Nintendo fans, like they sell out as soon as there's
how many Marios are you gonna buy?
I don't know. I'm not into them. I have a couple. Phil is the one that is like crazy about them. And a lot of people are buying.
Do you know what a Retron or a Reactron is?
The Retron. The ones that. Yeah, Josh has one. I want to get the Retron 5 plays Genesis, Master System, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Game Boy, and Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, we have that. I want one. When I get money, I want that.
Pretty cool. But yeah, so that's all that people got this week. But you
play them on your TV screen. You can finally play Snoopy's Magic Show on your TV. What was that Game Boy add-on thing that they used to have?
So you could play it on the TV. Yeah, it was like
Game Boy.
The Super Game Boy. And it was like a Super Nintendo cartridge you could put the... Yeah.
Did you know anybody with that?
No.
So that was a rich person thing?
I think so. Also, be sure to check out our Facebook group. There's lots of good conversation. People posting funny videos. We're planning our trip to Arcade Expo in 2 weeks. Derek, you should come out for this.
What's that?
It's in Banning. It's like, it's 15 minutes away from here. And
does that mean it's 95 minutes away from me?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm telling you, it's this guy.
Is
there's
it east
eight
west
east
of you?
It's east of us.
Further.
Well, you could come here and come. I don't know. It's up to you. But okay. We're gonna go on Friday. The Friday, the 15th, and it's there's a Groupon right now. It's you can buy one get one free for that day if you have a buddy, and it's for $30, so it's $15 a person. And we went last year, and there's 800 pinball and arcade machines on free play, and it's, they got like everything. It's awesome. They have a lot of fun, and that's what we're gonna do. Because
I'll go if Phil doesn't go.
Well, Phil's go. Don't be that way. You guys need to. Phil likes you.
Oh, you like Phil. I wouldn't know.
Come on.
You should grow out just a mustache.
No.
I think that would be a good
one. Did you watch when I shaved it and they had me do stages?
You didn't do the Hitler one. I was disappointed.
Why would I do that? That's terrible. Somebody would Photoshop that. Nazi Brendo. Well, be sure to check out our Facebook group, our subreddit, and our... And the Kickstarter updates, the records, they're going to be here probably this week, but they won't be shipped out until Phil gets back from vacation. So, but the records are almost done. I'm excited.
How long ago was that when you announced you were going to do it?
Well, we finished the Kickstarter in like October, I think, maybe. But it takes several months to manufacture the records.
It's only like 10 of them, right?
No, we have to order 100. That's the minimum order.
I thought only 20 people bought them, though.
Well, like 25.
100, but you have 75 extra records?
We're going to have extras. They'll be available for purchase.
Okay.
And if people are nice, maybe a couple to give to people.
Oh. People I never nice. Got a free... What's your Brax? I never got the Brax book.
Never said I would give you a Brax book.
I don't know.
You can order one at BraxComics.com.
We're at the point in our endeavors where we can't afford to give our friends free swag because when we get things, they cost money.
Because we have to print each copy. But maybe one of these days we'll...
How's that selling?
I don't know. We're making a new one as part of this Kickstarter. So we got to start working on that. Volume 2 is happening. Also, be sure to check out our subreddit and we got like one more slot in the Clicker Heroes clan. It's a game on Steam or on the web, clickerheroes.com. And we have a clan. It's called Radio Space Brendo Man. You can join that. And finalized. Phil and I will be doing our Webcomics Advocates panel at Long Beach Comic Expo February 20th and 21st. We're not sure what day yet.
It's already that time of year again.
Already happening. And then WonderCon is right around the corner.
So that's the smaller version or the bigger version?
It's the smaller version, but now it's almost just as big. I mean, it's 2 days. And... Uh-huh. I think it's in a smaller segment of the convention center, but it's still pretty big. It'll be fun. I'm excited. And then we're waiting. WonderCon, the applications for panels just closed. So it'll be a little bit before we hear back. But
what's our Comic-Con status?
Comic-Con also, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I'll get my professional badge at the very least.
When do you get that?
I don't know. It's usually around March.
But that's when you apply for the guest and either you get it or you don't.
Yeah. But so I feel very confident after Phil and I talked to the Comic-Con people that we'll get to do our panel again
badges.
We're all set. Cause I mean, everything seems to already be falling into place for Comic-Con. We got our lodgings secured. And, excited.
It'll be because last year, the whole fiasco, the whole hotel thing was a bit difficult. And then last year was even more difficult for you because I wasn't even around when you had a hotel person knocking on your door asking for money, right?
It was fine, though. I mean, that wasn't that big a deal. That was just they didn't know that we had already paid.
Interesting.
But Topher took care of that, but we got a new thing going on this year. And Yeah. So
July 2016.
Excited. We'll, you're gonna go to WonderCon?
Yeah.
So it's gonna be in LA. It's gonna be in LA this year, yeah.
Closer to me this year.
Because they're doing construction on the Anaheim Convention Center.
I like well, it was, every day would get harder to park, but I like it there because there was so much to do. Or at least it felt like there was so much to do. Because downtown Disney was right there.
Yeah.
People would get beignets.
This year we've got LA Live. I mean,
LA Live sucks.
It's not very great. There's a Smash Burger. I don't know. I'm not too keen on the LA, but I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll be good. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's a permanent thing.
Closer to me.
It is closer, but parking around there is a pain.
It's not as bad as you think. It's not
it's expensive.
It's not the availability that's the problem.
And
last Kamikaze that was there, I managed to find street parking a block away.
Hmm. That's cool.
That new Shrine show.
Yeah.
Not the Shrine anymore.
Yeah.
Has like the entire cast of Aliens now.
Oh shit. For this one coming up?
Yeah.
One with Billy D. Williams?
Yep.
Yeah, Phil is not gonna be around.
It's kind of unreliable.
Oh my gosh. Alright, anything else going on with you, Derek?
No. Are we done with that's all the Radio Brendo Man business?
Well, this is like there's a Phil stuff to mention. There's a Brendo stuff to mention.
What does Phil want us to know?
He didn't update it since he wasn't going to be on the show. I mean, the last thing in here was from last time. And
what does he have to say then?
It just says birthday because he had his birthday and we went thrift store shopping.
And you went what shopping?
Thrift store shopping.
Uh huh.
Looking at records and whatnot. And then I went to that wedding. New Year's was pretty good. And then I shaved my head, and that's been getting used to the shaved head. Like, it's made washing my hair is a way I love not having to, like, really. I mean, I just put a little bit of shampoo and it's done. Whereas when I had long hair, it kind of got a pain in the butt.
Have we talked about that Phil tax evasion thing, or is that not public knowledge?
Now you're just stirring things. But we'll let Phil talk about that.
What about, we have any mail?
Actually, now that you bring that up, I think we did get one. I almost forgot.
You don't do Nintendo Power anymore?
Well, Phil is the one that has them all. And lately we haven't had time to do it. But every once in a while we do it. We've been doing this Marmaduke thing.
You hear about, like, they found the guy that won the Mask 2 prize pack, and that New Line said, you can either wait until we make another Mask movie, or we can give you a cash prize. And then he's like, I'll just do the cash. And they're like, okay, what? They're trying to make up for it. So, like, so what games do you want? We'll give you any game you want. And he asked for, like, a bunch of games. And he's like, I'm glad because I either would have won money or I had to have been forced to have been in the Son of the Mask.
That would have been years later.
He did have that option, but he gave it up when he got the money.
Wasn't that Jamie Kennedy?
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right, we got an email from Rocky Vandermoon, who writes, first time writing in. Oh, there you go. Star Wars was great. I've gone twice. It was what I wanted, but let me say what I did not think was the best. All right, let's see if Derek agrees here. Also, Snoke looked very Harry Potter, a.k.a.
He did look like Voldemort.
I thought it was
so hyped up on what this cool design was going to be for another cool Andy Serkis character, and then what we got was like a human, like a guy.
Yeah.
Giant guy.
I'm not
a fan of J.J. Abrams' design. Like, do you remember the Super 8 monster?
I like Super 8.
That wasn't great.
Well, he says, it took me out of the movie. Leia was not great. Ooh.
Yeah, they hardly had her in it.
That's the part. I don't know what he's talking about. If he's talking about, like, that she... because the Casey Carrie Fisher lashed back out at people talking about her aging, and
so you're gonna hurt all three of my feelings.
Because I agree that again, there's a very double standard there, and also.
But did you see the backlash was like cartoons of fat
Star Wars, and I'm like, that's also not nice.
I thought that too.
But it is, because I have seen like some fat Star Wars guys complaining about Leia, and I'm like, it is weird. So he says, I did love seeing the old three, but she was weak.
Well, if you think about it, Luke and Leia aren't really in it much at all.
It's true. And I thought Leia was much when she wasn't. I mean, she's in charge of the freaking army or whatever. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Now to why I love it. Kylo was the Anakin I always wanted. Him hitting his wound to go darker was perfect. Rey is so perfect. Let the next flick say why she knows what she does. Because a lot of people are complaining about that. That was one of the things Max Landis was also complaining about. Poe is now my fave. I like Poe a lot.
But if you think about it, Poe the most doesn't really do anything.
I like Poe though. I like his swagger. He will be the everyday guy that we love.
The same thing applies when they did that Plinkett review of like, describe this character, but don't say his job or what he looks like. And it's like very thin.
I want to know his faults that make him that guy. Finn, I just do not know enough about, but that is his thing.
So do you think he doesn't like black people, Rocky Vanderman?
No, I think
is Finn like, he's like a lead, but he's everywhere. Like, he's the only action figure left on the pegs. It's kind of sad.
I like Finn, and I like him a lot. I thought John Boyega did a great job.
But the toy, like, nobody wants the toy.
What's wrong with people? That's weird. And maybe they made too many.
People are racist.
That could also be part of it. I mean, I remember sane people that I thought were sane made black stormtrooper comments and things, and I was like, what?
Who said that?
Benson? Just there's people at work. Certain people. I don't want to name names. I'm not going to name names.
That's how we get rid of them. We shame them.
I don't
shame
like
is a
public
powerful
shaming.
Tool. Shame is
yeah,
a very
that the internet
tool.
Wields very inappropriately at times. So I don't like doing that.
You know what the funny internet thing is? When somebody posts, oh, I met this girl. We had one of those misconnections. I wish I could find her. And then it goes viral. And people are like, oh, we're helping romance. And then the girl's like, I don't want to be found.
Yeah, it's like you're helping a stalker.
It's funny.
I don't like that. That aspect of the internet and about the group mob mentality is very, it scares me.
Like, remember that fat guy that was shamed on 4chan for dancing?
Yeah.
And then they had this whole dance party. I guess it worked out for him because he got to, like, throw the first pitch out and stuff. But it would embarrass me. If Rihanna was like, I want to party with him. I'm like, why? Because I'm some fat loser. I want Rihanna to party with me because Rihanna wants to party with me.
There's those weird things where somebody will ask a celebrity to like prom or the governor's ball or whatever. And then
yeah,
like,
now everybody has to say yes now. Or else
and that's, that just seems something bad is going to happen.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, Ronda Rousey could take care of herself probably, but some of these other...
Didn't she lose? Isn't she a loser now?
I don't understand, like, people are over. Lost a fight. Like, people lose in fights.
She was rude, though. Like, she wouldn't tap.
She's a fighter. She was frustrated. I don't understand.
No. In the beginning of the fight, she wouldn't tap gloves.
Well, that's her... Everybody's got their thing. I mean,
that's bad sportsmanship, right?
It is bad sportsmanship, I agree, but I don't, you know, fighters are fighters.
Dad, just because you're in the Entourage movie doesn't mean you're hot shit.
So moving on to Book Corner. Derek, you read any books?
Did you finish the letter?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, that was it. Okay. I'm reading, speaking of Star Wars, I downloaded Heir to the Empire because I couldn't find it. That's another thing. All the Star Wars books right now are kind of disappearing off the shelves.
Get ebooks.
Off the used shelves, off the new shelves. I also tried to, I want to read Spawn now, and that's going to be hard to find volume one of Spawn.
Why do you want to read Spawn?
Because I'm like, am I into Spawn?
Are you into Spawn?
I don't know.
I was never a big fan.
But now that the hype is over, now I think I can fully appreciate it. Now that it's all imagery and glow-in-the-dark
T-shirts. You're not trying to collect all the different... Because that was when comics just got out of control, man.
But also, I kind of like the story that was presented in the movie, but I want to see how it's presented in a serious manner.
Have you watched the HBO cartoon?
There's that, too. Should I watch that?
It's really good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you my Spawn Halloween story? I've been telling people now that I'm into Spawn. So in sixth grade, I bought this very elaborate Spawn Halloween costume. Giant collar.
Big old cape.
Chest piece, big cape. But I had black jeans and a turtleneck for the rest of the costume. And then this skin-tight mask.
Yeah.
And I learned that in sixth grade, that was the year kids were not dressing up for Halloween to school anymore. And at most, they would maybe have a Jason mask or something. And then here I came in this flowing Todd McFarlane creature, this big elaborate flowing thing. And then, I used to go in early to school. My mom would drop me early and there was these ruffians nearby and they started making fun of me. And I knew if I take off my mask, then this will last the rest of the year. But if I just stayed hidden, then this would be an isolated incident.
Couldn't be identified.
And then the whole day, people were concerned for me because the mask looked it was skin tight. And people were like, are you okay? Are you breathing in there? And then they could see
you just wore it all day.
my nose was running and stuff. It was started seeing splotches on my mask and people were like, do you breathe under there? And that was the last time I dressed up for a long time.
Oh.
That kind of sucks that people ruin my fun. And I wasn't even a fan of Spawn. I just saw this big costume at Mervyn's. I'm like, oh, I want that.
I think sixth or seventh grade was the last year I remember my mom and was like, I think in junior high, my mom's like, you're too old.
That sucks.
She wouldn't let me go trick or treating and I was pissed off. And her and my dad went to a Halloween party somewhere and I stayed at home and watched The Simpsons and then the Martin Halloween episode. And the Martin Halloween episode scared me. Because there was this whole joke about the apartment being haunted. And then it really was haunted, and the last shot was the ghost coming out of the wall, and it freaked me out. Probably because I was home alone. I don't know where my brother was out trick-or-treating, and I was pissed off.
Your new catchphrase should be, damn, Gina. I think you should bring that back. No. But anyway, I'm reading Heir to the Empire because I'm disappointed by new Star Wars movies. But I have a whole EU to have an alternate way of history, so I'm reading that and seeing how I like that.
How do you like it so far?
I read one chapter. It's very verbose. But we'll see how it goes.
Alright, I finished the last Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows book. So I finished the whole Harry Potter series before Phil even started it. That's for our book club. We're reading them right now. And, they're awesome. I love those books. I started crying reading the last book. I don't know. Just really
I think
got me.
That this Force Awakens love has really turned me against crying. We should stop crying as a nation. We were crying too much over things. Everything we're crying. So much crying.
Nothing wrong with crying, Derek.
There's so much resurgence that it's like empty tears to me. Because there's so much that's already back, you know. Everybody's like, oh, my childhood. But your childhood never really left. It's all back. It's all reconstructed and it's here. and it's in HD and it's like, it's streaming. You know what I mean? It's all here.
Well, Harry Potter reading it was not, there's not nostalgia tears. It was just tears at the situation, and Harry's story is just so sad and just all the loss and pain.
Did you see that uproar that for the Harry Potter play, they cast a black Hermione and everybody's like, what?
I knew they were going to flip out when I knew they were, cause the Harry Potter universe is weird, like the Harry Potter fan, cause they flipped out when they cast an Asian Cho Chang in Goblet of Fire. And I was like, what?
Why?
Cause apparently some people didn't think she was Asian.
Great. I mean, that's the whole point of the books, that Voldemort wanted to get rid of non-pure-blooded wizards.
And so
he
I don't understand.
He was Wizard Hitler.
So reading book seven just made me more angry at Rayshawn for her refusal to accept the true message of the book, that Snape was a good character. Her blind hatred of Snape just really bothers me.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, even J.K. Rowling had to fight these trolls that are like, no, Snape sucks. It's like, no, I wrote the character. I know they're not a bad guy.
He's the best guy. Maybe not the best.
I've seen her.
When
we went to the Warner Brothers studio store, she saw a shelf of Slytherin merchandise and she cleared the shelf. She knocked it all onto the ground.
Without Snape, Harry would have died right away.
And she was sorted Slytherin, and she redid the thing so she could get Gryffindor. That's what she is.
Yeah, maybe that's why she's in denial.
Also, like when watching the movie where Dumbledore dies, she like scream. I'm like, could you just settle down, please?
But it's also, that's so frustrating because that was Dumbledore's plan the whole time. Like, that's, and the fact that you can't grasp that is just, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I like those kind of characters. Like, I mean, the world is not black and white. There's bad people can do good things, good people can do bad things.
I like that. I like what
that's what I'm saying. That's why I love that. That's why I love Snape. Like, yes, he hates Harry, but he loved Lily his entire life, and he loved
like
her
Spike
so much.
And Buffy. Spike and
he, and he loved her so much that he was willing to sacrifice his hate, because he hated Harry. He hated James.
It was Johnny Depp in Pirates. He's a pirate. You can't trust him sometimes.
But in the end, he was loyal to Lily, and because of that, he was loyal to Dumbledore the entire time.
Also, this isn't a real person.
And it also is not a real person. But it's just weird when people get so upset, and I'm like, but the like, this is, yes, there's multiple, but this is pretty clear, like, what this is, and the fact that you can't accept that, like, I don't understand it. I'm not trying to single out Rayshawn here. I've had that discussion with other people, but Rayshawn especially. Mm-hmm. And then currently reading, I got this book a couple years ago, and then I forgot that I had bought it, cause it was, Judd Apatow made this book for a charity, and it was called I Found This Funny, and it's like a collection of, there's like essays, there's SNL sketches, there's like nonfiction pieces, but it's all like humor writing from various people, and it's really funny. And, it's one of those books that he did for charity, and
he finally got a copy.
I know. It only took how many people to come forward and how many, but it sounds like it's finally going down.
There was a trailer for Mother Jugs and Speed before Reservoir Dogs yesterday, and Bill Cosby has top billing out of Harvey Keitel, and everybody fucking lost it.
Go crazy.
And then Raquel Welch plays a character named Jugs. And then at the very end, it said that the movie was PG.
Wow. And then I'm reading, I just was going through my ebooks that I haven't read yet, because I got like various Humble book bundles. If you go to humblebundle.com, sometimes they have cool deals. So one of those I'm reading right now, it's called The Executionists. It's about a lady executioner.
You said you were one of those goth Spawn kids back in the day, right?
Not really. Kind of. At you're times.
Punk kid?
Yeah. Well, I was into metal for a while. And I was into punk rock, but not really into goth stuff.
How come you never got a tattoo?
Because I was... My mom would murder me at the time. Like, if I when I was like eight, you could one, you couldn't get tattoos when you were under 18. Like, oh. You can't. That's not legal.
And then by the time you were of age, you were full on Bible college.
Well, I had thought about it at times, but I just, the idea of something permanent, I knew that if I got something that I would later regret, I would just feel like an idiot.
I could see you going full on like goth gay. And then one day you're like wearing leather and everything's pierced. And you're like, hey, I got my,
piercings, no way. I don't think I could do that.
I got my thing pierced. And I'm like, what? And you're like, yeah.
Like a Prince Albert?
Yeah.
I would never, dude, no sharp objects down there.
And I'd be like, who talked you into that? You're like, Hambone, my new daddy.
See, I've listened. See, I think the thing about piercings is I've listened to Dr. Drew for years, and they're just hearing some of those horror stories definitely turned me off to any of that. And then Phil, for my Secret Santa this year,
he got you a Prince Albert.
No, yeah. He got me, it was on my Amazon wish list. It's a book from J. Michael Straczynski called The Complete Book of Script Writing.
And rewrote that really weird 9/11 Spider-Man story.
Oh, yeah.
Where Dr. Doom is crying.
But it's really good so far. Even though it's several, it's very, it's old, but the principles of it, it's very cool. Like today I even wrote a little bit based on some of the things I was learning in that book.
Mm.
So it's good. And, new movies where I talked about, I watched The Hateful Eight in 70mm, and that was awesome. And if The Roadshow is playing near you, I think you got another week.
I think it's gone.
I thought it was supposed to be for 2 weeks, starting on Christmas.
That was 1 week.
Well, if it's gone, it's gone, but if it's not, you should go see it.
The New Beverly's playing The Roadshow version all month.
But they're,
it's 35mm.
Still pretty cool. Because the Roadshow version has what, like 6 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Have you watched both versions yet?
Yeah. I couldn't tell you the difference.
What new movies or movies you've been seeing in the theaters?
Well,
I know you go to a lot of movies.
I gotta wrap up soon.
Okay.
But let's see. I saw Mustang. It's like a Judy Blume novel that takes place in Turkey where people get married off and stuff. Like, what if Judy Blume had to deal with arranged marriage?
Is that a Turkish movie?
Uh-huh.
That's cool. I saw your review of that. That looked cool. That's in theaters right now?
Yeah, Daddy's Home has one of the best endings ever.
So you liked it?
Mostly.
Yeah.
Revenant wasn't so great.
That's what I've been hearing.
It's funny that people thought that was a bear raping him when it's just a bear mauling somebody. It's like, oh, he's raping that man. And most of the movie is Leonardo DiCaprio just bleeding and screaming. Just like, like, cause they also have to, like, after he's been mauled, they have to, like, haul him across these Alps and stuff. And he's just like, in the snow, just screaming. It's a lot. It's also over 3 hours. It's enough.
Anything else?
I think I'm good.
You're going to see Indiana Jones trilogy tonight at the Egyptian?
Yep.
I love that they don't even acknowledge the fourth movie.
Well, they do. They always do the joke, oh, they should really make a fourth movie. Force Awakens is really very close to the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull to me.
Oh, my God.
And the way they try to shoehorn in homages.
But Harrison Ford was great.
In what?
In Force Awakens. I think he could do it again. I think he could do Indy. If he can do it like that, where was that energy in Crystal Skull?
I don't know. Remember that first line is like, oh, for these wobble yous. I'm like, well, what is happening? If it wasn't for these wobble yous, I'd say Eastern Ukraine. It sounded like Mike Judge was doing Indiana Jones.
I did just read a story. A guy's dad, it was a cracked article where they interviewed Hiroshima survivors. And,
and they asked him about the fridge.
A guy's dad, that's how he saved his life. He jumped in a fridge.
Well, I never had a problem with that.
I did also, until I read that story because I thought it was.
I watched that Back in Time documentary.
Yeah.
It started out good with the making, and then when it got to the fans, I don't like
fans. Yeah, I knew you weren't going to like that part. I thought it was sweet.
I don't like fans. I thought that was
great. Like all the
fans weirded me out.
The people that drove around and raised all that money for cancer because they thought the husband thought he was going to die of cancer, but he survived. And then just Michael J. Fox is still so funny. He told that Princess Di story.
Also, if I had to take a shit, I don't care who's fucking in my way. If the Queen's in my way, I'm leaving. What are they going to do, arrest me? Fuck it.
But I don't know. I really like that movie. I thought it just was really touching.
The first part had some new info that I never knew. I also have seen every iteration of the documentaries that they put on the DVDs. Every time they really release it, they do another one. So it's a lot of information I already knew, but this time it was, you know, some cool stuff.
Yeah.
There was this, when we went to go see the movie at the Gamble House earlier this year, There was this documentary they showed before about the street that Marty gets run over on, this one street, and how people come to the street and everything. And it was like a parody. Like everybody was like getting married on the street and stuff.
Oh.
People were climbing the tree. Everybody
that
like,
screen. And so in Back in Time, the craziest thing was that screening that they do in Europe where it was like they recreate like a whole town and like everybody's like and character. There's rides.
Yeah, they were supposed to do that here. This year, they never made it.
That would have been awesome. That
the
looked awesome.
Thing was Dan Harmon saying he doesn't like 2 and 3.
That was the craziest thing in that movie. It would seem very Dan Harmony though.
And I was, well, I put it on in the store, so I didn't. I was coming and going, So I wasn't paying full attention. But this guy sat down and started watching it, and he's like, "Oh, they should have never made 2 and 3." And you know me, Brendo. I love them. So I wasn't even answering this guy. He's like, you see 2 and 3? I'm like, yeah. He's like, right? I'm like, no, they're great. And he's like, whoa, whoa.
I love 2 and 3 also very much.
I know it's not as good as the first. It's just different, but they're still good.
It's just different. Like, that's the thing. It's just different because nothing is good as it. The first is like, I mean, I've never seen that movie, like, stand on its own is this totally unique, awesome movie, but 2 and 3 are really good in their own ways.
It's weird because socially we're so different now. It's weird to hear them go, if we had our druthers, we wouldn't have put Jennifer in the car because we didn't know what to do with her. I'm like, you don't know what to do with a woman character? Like, you could do anything.
that was kind of weird. I'm like, what do you mean you didn't know what to do with her? Like, just got to knock her out the whole time. Like, oh, I don't know. So now I'm wondering, like, Bob Gale's loves ladies. Let's see. Hulu, I already talked about. We're watching Beverly Hills Now 2.0. I'm also watching WWE Network stuff.
Of course.
Good old WWE Network. Netflix, I just watched Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. Jackie Brown's not on Netflix anymore, so I gotta find, I think I got the Blu-ray. So, cause I wanted to watch all the movies again. And those movies are so good. So good. I forgot how the rape scene in Pulp Fiction is it's very startling when every time it's very graphic.
I remember the first time I saw it, wondering what Bruce Willis was going to do. And when he was walking back, I'm like, oh, this is so crazy. What if he doesn't, what if he doesn't forgive you even though you saved him?
I just remember when my brother and I somehow because we rented movies sometime around 95 or 96, my mom started getting more aware of the movies we were watching. So I remember renting Pulp Fiction And my brother and I were both just terrified my mom was going to walk in at any minute. And thankfully she
didn't. I didn't watch American Pie with my mom.
Jeez.
She's like, I love this song. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
And then Reservoir Dogs, I thought that was, I read a whole story about like the whole reason why Quentin Tarantino wrote Dust Till Dawn was so he could get so the special effects company would do the ear and some of the special effects for Reservoir Dogs. Yeah. It was like a trade thing.
They do Walking Dead now.
Yeah, Greg Nicotero, and he did stuff in Pulp Fiction. He did stuff in Hateful Eight.
Kill Bill. He's been
working with Quentin Tarantino all the way since Reservoir Dogs.
All right, I gotta get going.
And then I started watching Marin season 3.
Not good.
I like it. It's
I know I forget why, but
didn't you say it was just disturbing?
Oh yeah, then it's pretty crazy.
I thought it was great.
Did you see the whole thing?
No, I haven't watched all of it yet. I'm like on episode 9, I think. But you watching anything on Netflix?
Nope.
All right. Well, just a couple more things here. I got Fallout 4 for Christmas and I love it. And I've been playing that. Did you see somebody let you borrow their PS4?
Yeah, I didn't end up playing it. I'm probably going to have to give it back soon. So it's just more of a preview.
You haven't gotten to play Arkham Knight yet?
Well, I played it for like a day and it wasn't good enough for me to want to make time for it. That's why I need to buy games, because then I can play on my own pace.
Yeah.
All right. You know that the Fallout guy, you know why he's given a thumbs up?
Why?
Because if you saw a mushroom cloud and the mushroom cloud, if it rose above your thumb, if like you stretched out your hand.
That means you're too close?
That means that you're too close.
Didn't know that.
Well, you know.
All right.
Alrighty.
Let's wrap this up here. I got a Marmaduke. We'll see. Phil does such a good job of conveying it. I don't know how this is going to work, but so this one, the couple, which the dad, we did discover the dad's name is Phil. Which I thought was very funny. So he says, have a happy, so it's her birthday, the wife's birthday. He says, have a happy birthday, honey.
Okay. You have to explain that before he says happy birthday, obviously.
Okay, I will, says the wife. And then the kids run in. And Marmaduke's looking excited. And so the kids run in. They have flowers. Happy birthday, Mom. Oh, what a surprise. And Marmaduke is now he's like, oh, crap, I didn't get a present. And he goes running out. He runs into his doghouse. And he's throwing everything out. He's got bones. And he drops a giant old shoe on her lap. And then she says, I'll treasure it forever, Marmaduke. And that's it. Marmaduke gave her a shoe.
Was it a shoe that he previously had buried that was hers before?
Who knows? It was in his doghouse. It looks like an old boot.
Show it.
The kids are laughing. You see that?
Okay.
But so, and we've tried to come up with a few different some ways to summarize these, and I guess this is the Marmaduke thinks he's people. That's the through line there.
Are you guys going to do a commentary on the Marmaduke movie eventually?
It almost got elected for when we had the Kickstarter backers vote, and it didn't win, but we still might do it.
Emma Stone, isn't it?
Well, we talked to Todd Glass about it. He wasn't too stoked.
He was in it?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. Well, the worst thing is I went to the bathroom. I probably needed the Run Pee app, and I came back and like, Marmaduke, you've won the surfing contest. I'm like, oh, how did they do that? I completely missed it.
Does he talk in the Marmaduke movie?
It's Owen Wilson.
Because in the comic, we did discover in the comic that he can talk, but only sometimes.
The premise is that it's like the OC, but with Marmaduke. And that he's a teenager, but he's from the wrong side of the tracks, and he meets all of these well-to-do pets. And Emma Stone is the Marissa Cooper, the Misha Barton.
Oh my God.
That accepts him.
Wow.
And the trailer made it seem like an OC movie was coming because of the California theme play.
Were you excited?
And then they're driving up the PCH and it was Marmaduke in the car. I'm like, this is only appealing to just me. Why are they doing this?
All right. Well, Derek, thank you for filling in.
Thank you.
And any last final thoughts, Derek?
If Phil wants to apologize. Is the Phil an apologizer?
Man, I don't know. He can be.
Well, I hope
I don't think there's
I'm
any
willing to accept
here.
Well, I'm offended. I think
offended at what?
I'm offended that I was asked to behave when the two of you were the ones that were screaming.
Phil didn't say that. Phil didn't even know you were going to come on the show. I just knew that because Phil had told me previously, it's like, if Derek wants to come back.
One.
Yeah, but I knew I had to just be like, look, Phil is, there's some tension.
Oh, that takes Phil off the hook.
Phil thinks that you're, well, no, Phil did tell me, but that was months, like after it happened. He's like, if Derek ever comes back on the show, just, he's got to behave. And I'd rather just have it where if I'm gone, he can be on.
Oh, that's even worse what you just told me.
I'm trying. I don't know how to make this better.
Sorry. Phil never wants to be on the show with me, ever?
No, I don't think that's it. I think he just wants you to chill out.
Nothing. You can't. You. It's weird that you made this worse. The saga will continue. Keep listening to Radio Brennerman Popsicles.
We'll get it sorted. We'll get it sorted out because you guys are my two best friends, probably my number one and my number two. Mm. I need you to get along.
Mm. This should. Nobody really gives Phil any sass, right?
I do.
Just tell him, step off. Chill out. Tell him to chill out.
Now you guys are stressed. Now I'm going to be stressed out.
You don't have to be.
No, but just you saying that, that's your way of being like, I'm fine over here by myself.
Anyway, I have to go.
All right.
I have to meet my friends Indy and Sala, Martin Brody, Short Round, Marion Ravenwood, Tot. That's the guy's name, Tot. I saw this Japanese kitty action movie once, and they just hired the guy that played Tot to play Tot and be the villain in that movie. They dressed him exactly the same, and they called him Tot. It was weird.
All right. Well, thank you, Derek. And be sure to go to RadioBrendo.com for all the latest stuff. We got another guest next week.
You think you'll get emails about this feud?
I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. And be sure to go to BenviewNetwork.com. Derek, you're on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. At Derek Armijo.
And then you actually just posted your best of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
On picturestartwithderekarmijo.blogspot.com.
Correct.
And you can listen to Derek and me and Benson on Popsicles.
If we ever lock him down.
Yeah, do another one of those soon.
He's the hard one to lock down.
Well, I'm going to chase after him. We're going to a wrestling show next Saturday. No, Sunday.
So you can find Matt Benson at the next Pistol Shrimp game, I guess.
Pistol Shrimp basketball games. And
you think he has crushes on the ladies?
Who knows? Probably. I just
because then it becomes creepy, right? If he's just like oogling girls.
He's not oogling girls.
But why? What, I mean,
I think he's oogling the podcast guys that do just because he loves. I don't. Not in like a sexual way. Just he loves those guys. I don't know.
All right. I'm out of here.
Benson is Benson. Well, thank you, Derek, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned next time. And, yeah. So this for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Derek Armijo.
Have a good one, everybody.
Is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.
I'm Jordan, and this is Nerd's Eye View. Who do I have with me?
I'm Andrew.
I'm Tom.
And what do we do here, Andrew?
Well, we talk about movies. Every week, we always talk about something that's new in theaters, as well as tell you what's going on with the box office top 10 and what's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray.
And then we do a crazy thing called Guess the Ending, which Andrew has a wonderful catchphrase for, but it mainly involves us coming up with crazy stories for all the new movies that are coming out.
So if any of that sounds good to you, find us online, NEVpodcast.com, or on Twitter, at NEVpodcast, or BenviewNetwork.com.
What was I supposed to say?
Shut up, Leonard.
I'm Matt.
I'm Andrew.
And we like Community.
We do.
And if you like Community and you'd like to hear us talk about it every week, you can go to BenviewNetwork.com/ShutUpLeonard.
You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast provider. Shut up, Leonard.
Pop, pop.